Remember the excitement of your first ride? Get that feeling again with a 2006 Chevy Cobalt. With more standard horsepower than Civic, Corolla, or Focus, and an estimated 34 highway miles per gallon, it's your next red hot ride.
Actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a t-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love J Marvin.
From J Marvin.
Love J Marvin too. Jay's great in the morning.
For relief.com.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760.
CBS News. I'm Nick Young. In the Gulf region battered by Hurricane Rita, it's a day of recovery and return.
This is Steve Futterman. In Houston, millions continue to return to this city and other surrounding areas today. These are the people who left before Hurricane Rita struck. Officials have tried to convince residents to come back in stages beginning yesterday and then over the next 2 days, but it's unclear if people are following that plan.
Southwestern Louisiana took the brunt of the storm. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick is in Vermilion Parish.
Louis St. Germain took a boat, then walked through the floodwaters on Highway 330 to get to his home.
When we walked this last 2 miles here, we were almost thigh deep on the road.
He found his home in near ruins.
It's all mud and shambles.
Rita's storm surge pushed water from the Gulf into Vermilion Bay. Many residents expected some flooding, but here the waters had risen to rooftops.
Bishop Jim Crisul in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. When Hurricane Rita's winds started blowing from the south, retired Cajun shrimper Ronald Ellender knew people would be in trouble.
They didn't think they were going to have that much water, so they were going to stay in the home. And they got trapped. So we had to send boats and helicopters and airboats and the whole nine yards.
Some 5,000 people had to be rescued from high water in this parish alone.
In Washington, President Bush will be briefed on the damage to oil refineries and rigs caused by Hurricane Rita. Initial word is that damage was minimal. There is no debate about the outcome as the full Senate today begins weighing the nomination of John Roberts to be the next Chief Justice of the United States. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss reports.
With debate starting this afternoon, the Senate should get to a vote by Thursday. Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter will take the lead in this final step to move Roberts to the Supreme Court.
He comes to this position with an academic and professional career second to none.
With no filibuster from the Democrats, there's no question Roberts will win confirmation, and probably just in time for the start of the High Court's new session 1 week from today. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
French and Italian authorities have moved against suspected terrorists. We get the story from CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb in Paris.
French anti-terrorist police detained 9 people, all suspected Algerian militants. They were picked up in early morning raids near Paris and in Normandy. The sweep was part of an anti-terror investigation into an Algerian Salafist militant group, which has moved its fight beyond Algeria in recent years. Also today in Italy, police searched homes and offices in and around Milan in connection with Algerian militants there. No arrests were made in that sweep. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Closing arguments are set for today in the case of Army Private Lindy England, who's charged with abusing prisoners at Abu Ghraib in Iraq. Defense attorneys claim she was depressed and has an easily manipulated personality. Checking on Wall Street's prospects ahead of the opening bell right now, S&P futures are up nearly 6 points. This is CBS News.
At Sea Crane, we are well aware of the value of personal service. This is Bob, and our staff will do their best to answer your questions and help you when you call Sea Crane Company. At Sea Crane, we don't work on commission, and so when you call, you won't hear a sales pitch. Instead, you'll hear simple, honest advice about any one of the outstanding items in our unique catalog. And every one of our items, from radios to water purifiers, is selected by its quality alone. At Sea Crane, customer care begins with your first call. Our commitment to you is to answer your questions and help you select the best item for your needs. You'll get 30 days to make sure you're pleased with your order.
Go to the web at ccradio.com or call the Sea Crane Company at 800-522-8863 for a free Sea Crane catalog. That's 800-522-8863. The Sea Crane Company. Discover something new today.
It begins airing tonight on PBS, what may be the definitive documentary on the life and work of Bob Dylan.
Tangled up in Bob. Trying to figure out Bob Dylan is like sailing into the Bermuda Triangle of American music. Tangled up in blue. Martin Scorsese's new documentary, No Direction Home, is a new port to drop anchor, much of it set in the 60s when everyone claimed Dylan as their own. Folkies, lefties, and rock and rollers. Dylan claims himself in Scorsese's film, a wordsmith reaching musical maturity. No Direction Home begins airing on most PBS stations this week. The only thing I knew how to do was to keep on keeping on like a bird in blue. Phil Fitka, CBS News.
There are reports that Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are now hitched. People and Us Weekly say the couple tied the knot over the weekend in the L.A. area. Nick Young, CBS News.
This is your Vanguard Insight on managing your retirement funds by ignoring them. With our Target Retirement Fund, you tell us when you want to stop working, and we do the rest. To reduce risk as you get closer to retirement, the fund automatically rebalances your assets. To learn more, connect with Vanguard at 1-888-VANGUARD or Vanguard.com.
Mutual funds are subject to risk. Call for a fund prospectus, which includes investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information. Read and consider it carefully before investing. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry, or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We promise.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
I guess what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the Rush.
You'll be glad you did.
Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Many people in the path of Hurricane Rita who did not evacuate their homes when told to wish now they had along the Louisiana coast.
We are devastated. We're hurting. And we need help.
In Port Arthur, Texas.
It's something to worry about, man. You know, you can't get no water. You can't get nothing to eat.
And many who did evacuate and now want to go back home are told they can't.
Don't come back because you don't have nothing here.
More after this.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similasan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similasan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similasan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similasan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similasan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
Why are you so dressed up?
Our meeting, remember?
The one about our retirement plans?
Honey, this is my boss's guy from Northwestern Mutual. We were referred...
Hold on. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Harkness referred us to Northwestern Mutual.
I have nothing to wear.
A quiet conversation with Northwestern Mutual is one of the most valuable conversations you'll ever have. Northwestern Mutual Financial Network. The Quiet Company. The Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
You can't go home again. Not yet, anyway. Everybody wants to go home, even home to New Orleans. But Mayor Ray Nagin, who last week was telling people they could come home, is now saying...
We're still looking for a reentry plan. Hopefully, it gets started next week.
People are impatient, but it is going to take time, says Coast Guard Chief of Staff Vice Admiral Thad Allen.
We need time to do an assessment
find out the extent of the flooding, make sure the infrastructure is available, make sure we don't get people on roads where there's a highway that's cut off or where gasoline becomes a problem.
Even with days of advance warning, the evacuation of millions of people caused horrendous problems. There wasn't enough gas. The roads simply couldn't handle the traffic, even though the exodus was part of emergency preparedness planning. In some cases, experts say the advance plans had been made too far in advance.
Many of these plans were formulated years ago, have not been regularly updated to take into account the increasing population of private automobiles.
But FEMA's acting director, David Paulison, credits the evacuations with having saved countless lives.
The life-saving piece of it was primarily due to the evacuations. I think the getting people out of harm's way, in fact, I heard one commentator say it was just Rita came into a bunch of ghost towns. So there's nobody there to hurt or to kill.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Did you know the Smart Balance is the only buttery spread with no trans fatty acids naturally? Smart Balance uses no artificial process to thicken oils as other spreads do, and it contains no palm kernel oil. It's the only spread patented to help improve cholesterol and tastes more like butter than any other spread, except maybe butter itself. Many fans think it even tastes better than butter. It's my Smart Balance. It's your Smart Balance. It's our Smart Balance. What a spread. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the Osgood File. The Osgood File, September 26th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
After 6 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Look for it to be foggy until at least 9 a.m. this morning. Then it's going to turn sunny, partly sunny rather, and then gradually becoming sunny. We should have a high today near 78. I always make the weather forecast so complicated. Anyway, it's good to be with you this morning. Terrific weekend. Over 100,000 people. 100,000 people in Washington, D.C., to protest against the war in Iraq. 1,000 people showed up at the state capitol. And Mary and I spent Saturday night with Douglas Democrats, and what a great bunch of people they are. And we had a good time listening to Bill Ritter speak, who is running for governor on the Democratic ticket for the state of Colorado. And he had a lot of great, impressive things to say. So all in all, it turned out to be a pretty good weekend. And I got some tickets to give away, which we'll do later on in the morning. You and two of your friends can go tonight to see the Denver Broncos take on the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll give those tickets away a little later on this morning. And then this afternoon, between 3:30 and 7 in the evening, I'm hosting the Bronco Barn out at the Invesco Field prior to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Denver Broncos-Kansas City Chiefs game. So that ought to be a pretty interesting experience, considering I'm not that big of a football fan. You know, I used to be a big football fan, and I used to pay some kind of attention, usually passing attention, to pro sports. But I stopped a number of years ago when it seemed like the athletes were, I don't know, highly paid, and I don't know, something about professional sports just kind of turns me off. But anyway, if you're a football fan, though, don't worry about me being a grouch about it. If you're a football fan and you want to win those tickets, stay tuned because we're going to do it a little bit later on this morning. All right, it's 303-713-7600 is the number to call in, 303-713-7600. And the first thing I want to ask this morning, I don't know if I'll get any calls on this or not, but if you watched any amount of TV over the weekend, you saw Bush was all over the place, and he wasn't even in Washington D.C. when the protesters were there. I mean, Bush was in Texas. He was here in Colorado. He was very much with the photo ops and trying to show that he's on top of Hurricane Rita, and he's going to get a briefing from the Department of Energy today about oil prices and oil production. And was, I guess the question I want to ask you, was this effective?
Do you think that he was really on top of the whole thing with Hurricane Rita, or did you get the feeling that he was just going through the motions, the briefing that they showed and the whole thing, that he's going through the motions because he knows he's got a poll problem, that he's at an all-time low, and that people are dissatisfied with the way he's handling the country? So therefore, he figures, hey, I'm not going to make the same mistake with, you know, that I made on Katrina. I'm not going to make that with Rita, even though Rita turned out to be less of a storm than it was forecast. But I'm going to get right on top of this thing. I mean, I'm going to get right on top of it. And do you buy it? 303-713-7600. I mean, be fair. Do you think he did a better job? Or do you think that he just, that the White House just threw out all the stops and figured, what the hell? We'll just mobilize everything and make it look like, you know, we were really paying attention. You know, my question on all of this is, what can the president really do there when he shows up and at these things? I mean, but mostly all he can do is just sit there and listen to other people talk. And Maureen Dowd and others have pointed out in print that they feel like he's out there just doing a photo op city to show that he is concerned, which is better, I guess, than waiting a couple of weeks to get engaged or a couple of days to get engaged when Katrina struck and he was still partially on his vacation. But your little review of the president here, it's at 303-713-7600. That's if you spent the weekend watching the media. Because if you spent the weekend watching the media, the news channels, you had to see that Bush was all over the place and that he was on the move constantly. And does that indicate that, does that impress you as being the fact that this time he was more involved? Or do you think that this was simply a photo op? Or is there, you know, there's also a third question. Is there nothing? Is there nothing this guy can do that can convince you otherwise from your negative feeling about him before, if indeed you did have a negative feeling about him? And boy, speaking of negative feelings, I'm still getting blasted in email from doing that whole National Enquirer story. Whew! About Bush's alleged drinking problems. People are still sending me hate mail over that. Anyway, Bush's performance on Hurricane Rita. Thumbs up, thumbs down. 303-713-7600. And I got four open lines here this morning on a Monday morning. Man, you can tell winter's setting in, too. The sun is, it's pitch black here where I am in Boulder. So I got no idea what the sky looks like this morning. We're just waiting for the sun to come up. But 303-713-7600, Rita, one way or the other, when it comes to Bush's performance. Were you impressed at the fact that he was all over the place this weekend? That he was in Arizona? I mean, I'm sorry, that he was in Colorado, that he was in Texas? Were you impressed with that? Or do you think that this is an extreme effort to get his poll numbers up and to show that he is engaged and he does care? 6:16, 16 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, finally, talk radio for the rest of us. And they have their matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. You put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down, and it's like having $3,000 down. And they cover you with the worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Plus, they show you Carfax. And a lot of dealerships don't even have Carfax, or if they do, they charge you for it, and that's not going to happen at Rockies. So get on out there and see my friends at Rockies. See Colby or Roger or Spanky or the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and all the great folks at Rockies. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can check them out on the Internet, too. See their large, massive selection on the Internet at Rockies Autos. Make sure you put an...
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties. It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
Happy New Year!
Jim, it's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Progressive Talk.
6:20, 20 minutes after 6. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And it's nice to have you along here on this Monday morning. Oh, I can't believe it's Monday morning already. All right, how did you rate the president's performance over the weekend? He was here, there, and everywhere. Do you think it was just a photo op, or do you actually think he was really trying to get something done? And do you think it'll reverse his poll numbers? Rate the president's actions over Hurricane Rita. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good. My wife and I were busy cranking away at the project yesterday at the house, and I was watching the protest in Washington, which was totally fabulous. And then I realized that morning, one of the first photo ops that Bush had was showing up in Colorado at the command headquarters.
Right, that's exactly right.
And then I thought, you know what? Karl Rove has got that man as far away from Washington, D.C. for that protest as he can get him.
So you think his showing up in Colorado had nothing to do with Rita, but the fact that he was ducking the protest?
Totally, Jay. I mean, of course, everything that Rove strategized, you know, all of the strategies are multi-level. George has to show up for all the stuff, for all of the storms, and show that he's commander in chief. And you know, but I'm thinking geographically, you know, he can't be much farther away from Washington D.C. than sticking him out in Colorado and you know, in wherever else.
Well, that's a pretty interesting theory.
Well, I'm thinking that's what was going on.
So you don't think that was an attempt by him to capture? To kind of recapture the image of a strong leader and somebody who who's in control and on top of the hurricane situation because he was so roundly criticized last time for not being on top of Katrina.
Well, he's, you're right. He has to project that image. He did okay with this storm. Of course, much of the storm happened in his home state of Texas. So, there is a lot more of an impetus for him to get it together for his supposed home state of Texas. I think all things considered, yeah, he needs to project an image. He also had to get away from the scene in Washington yesterday, which was fabulous, by the way, see all those people show up.
Oh, it was great. You know, the counter-protesters only had like 400.
I know. Well, that's it.
All right, Larry, thanks, man. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Betsy in Strasburg. Betsy, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Betsy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I can't help but laugh when you're asking, is he trying to project a sincere interest in the storm? And is he trying to get his image back? Well, of course he's trying to get his image back, but in that little blue button-down collar he had on with no tie and that smirk on his face the entire time, I don't think the guy stands a chance of getting any kind of respect again after Katrina.
So you think it's over? You think no matter what he does, and no matter what Rove does, and no matter what the White House tries to engineer, it's just not going to work?
Well, there's going to be some right-to-lifers out there, you know, your basic stronghold Christians that are just not going to let him go. And I actually have friends that I just cannot understand why they don't get it. And they're still they're conservative, which I don't know why they're my friends, but you know, you got to be open minded. But they still vote and all over Bush, and I think it's just because they don't know the truth about him. And what the Democratic Party needs to get is that guy that Bush has, you know, the caller before.
What the Democratic Party needs is Karl Rove?
Oh yeah, let's kidnap him. Although, he wasn't on the ball too much for the first storm, now, was he?
No, because they dropped the ball in the first storm.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I haven't read the paper yet, but I heard there's some damage in Louisiana.
Yeah, there is. And some parishes are underwater. But, yeah, all right, but the main
but
thing
I
is...
I haven't seen the news, you know.
All right,
that's
but
what
the...
he was saying. That was he and the, you know, the Homeland Security guy and the FEMA guy. They were all saying that they hadn't read the paper yet, so they didn't know what was going on down there. You know, but in the first storm. In the second storm, you're absolutely right. He's covering Texas. That's his supposedly home state, which I won't buy either.
All right, but does he rebound in the polls from his performance, yes or no?
Maybe 1 or 2 points. You know, you got to put the moron factor in there of about 5 or 10 points, but it's not going to put him over 50%, that's for sure.
All right, Betsy, thanks for the call.
He's still a moron, and he'll always be a moron.
All right, appreciate it.
And
thanks. All right, thank you, Betsy. Well, you know, that's maybe the thing I should ask, really, here is, does his performance in Rita make a rebound in the polls now? Do you think that he's going to win over the majority of the American public, that he is a guy who does care, that he is a compassionate so-called conservative, that he is engaged, and that he's not bored, and that his going all over the place... Texas, here in Colorado, meeting with Governor Rick Perry in Texas, now going today to the Department of Energy to get a briefing about the nation's energy supply, that George W. Bush is back on the job. And this is the CEO kind of politics that he always bragged about in his first campaign and that he also bragged about in his second campaign, that these were the people that were going to, these were the adults that were going to run the ship of state, keep us... safe and in control. And then when it didn't happen during Katrina, he's now trying to learn those lessons and trying to get back on top again. The pictures of him coming out of the helicopter and shaking hands and going through all the motions. Does it work in your mind? 303-713-7600, and I got four open lines here. And I know it's Monday morning. And Monday morning, it's always rough to get up and get going here. But I'd really like to hear what you have to say, if the guy's won you back over or not. and whether you think he did a good job this weekend in flying around all over the place and trying to boost his poll numbers. Or was he really, you know, engaged and interested in what was going on? Or do you think that they said at the White House, well, you know something, you got to get out and do something about your poll numbers because you can't sit this one out too. The American public just won't stand for it. And I was shocked at the fact. And then, of course, there's Larry and Conifer's idea that what they wanted him to be was as far away from the White House as possible when there were 100,000 people at the Ellipse in Washington protesting his policy on the war in Iraq. 303-713-7600, and I got four. Boy, the phones are quiet here this morning, with the exception of Larry and Betsy. But you know, I really want to know what you think about this, and whether you think that this is going to work, and whether he'll get a bounce. You know what? I've been wrong about this before. Now, I thought when he gave the speech in New Orleans, even though I didn't think it was that great of a speech, I thought he would naturally get a bounce off that speech. I thought it would naturally happen, and I turned out to be totally and completely wrong. And usually a president will get a bounce after a speech, you know, following a catastrophe or a national crisis. And Bush got no bounce off that at all. And I wonder if he'll get any bounce after on the Rita aftermath, after having, you know, been engaged all weekend. Or was this just a simple example? If you think about it, was this just a simple example of trying to, as Larry says in Conifer, trying to get him out of Washington so that he didn't have to see the protesters? All right, two lines open now, 303-713-7600. I'll take more of your calls coming up at 629, 29 minutes after 6, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's for dinner?
A donation to Katrina victims?
Go to restaurantsforrelief.com.
Skies with highs near 80. Right now we're at 53 degrees. Find rapid screen mobile emissions testing on Monday and Tuesday at I-25 and Spear, I-76 and 88th Avenue, Foothills Parkway and Pearl and Boulder, and I-76 and Sheridan, also I-25 and Lincoln. And you can learn more at aircarecolorado.com or call 303-456-7090. I'm Bailey.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why Engel makes it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome style living from the upper 100s, single family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing and upcoming free Engel Homes home buying seminars. That's ENGLE HomesColorado.com.
Happy New Year!
Jim,
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties. It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
No hear from.
He couldn't be less engaged. And I've got a comment. We're all cutting back because the fuel prices were so high. We're all driving less. We're taking fewer trips. We did little day trips into the mountains. My husband and I have decided, no, maybe we need to put those off. But he certainly doesn't care about the fuel he spent tooling all over the country last weekend.
Yeah, I thought about it. I knew somebody was going to bring that up because I thought about it, too, about the amount of fuel he's burning up.
And, you know, and I agree with Larry and Conifer. They got him out of town to avoid having him see the fact there were people there that don't like him. I believe firmly in the theory that he is very, very heavily managed and that he doesn't, they don't tell him when negative things are happening. He doesn't read the newspaper. He knows what people tell him, and they only tell him things that they think he is going to want to hear. So I'm not impressed. He impressed me not at all.
Think you'll get a bounce in the polls?
No. No.
Won't help his situation at all.
Minimal, possibly, but my personal experience with people that did support him is now they don't. I'm hearing it more and more and more. So a sustained bounce? No, I don't think so. I think he's done. And they just don't quite, they never anticipated this. So no one in this inner circle of his really has a clue about what to do about it.
So the political world as we know it has now shifted after Katrina, and there's no way that this White House can shift it back again.
I don't think so. I think that was an eye-opener. Iraq is just simmering on the back burner. And I think they honestly figured, you know, they could still bamboozle us with that. Well, now the hurricane issues are, I don't want to say they're over, but they're going to be off the front page for a while, I would think. And now Iraq is going to surface again, and again they're going to have to deal with this, and they're not prepared. They're not prepared to say, you know, this wasn't a great idea, we shouldn't have done this, we're going to find a way out and come on home.
Yeah, there's a story on the wire services this morning that the British are talking about getting out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like next May or something. They're talking about leaving.
And then we stand there alone, which is just, you know, isn't that just peachy?
Yeah.
People are dying, but his ego, we cannot, whatever we do, cannot in any way distress this man. He has the moral fiber of a jellyfish.
All right, Pat, I appreciate the call as always.
Okay, Jake.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Mike in Highlands Ranch. Mike, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing good. Actually, I thought he looked pretty good. I think that one thing that a lot of people have to remember is that no matter what party you are as a president, when situations come up like this, there's always going to be a political spin on it. And I kind of draw this whole Katrina and Rita issue with a little historical parallel to Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs and then the Cuban Missile Crisis, because Kennedy certainly screwed up the Bay of Pigs and then learned from his mistakes and came back stronger with the Cuban Missile Crisis. And there was a lot on the line with Hurricane Rita. I mean, with it going into Beaumont, it could have completely wrecked, you know, 20-some-odd refineries. You know, I think Bush learned from that. He's like, you know, we weren't ready for Katrina, but we're darn sure going to be ready for Rita, and we're going to do whatever we can. And, you know, the political aspects of it, that's always going to happen. I mean, it's politics, for crying out loud, and whether or not, you know, it was fortuitous for him to be out of Washington at the time, you know, any president would have done that.
What, would have gotten out of Washington with 100,000 people there protesting?
Sure. Republican, Democrat, Whig, yeah, you know, they're always going to do something like that. I thought with this hurricane, Bush actually looked pretty good, and he was supposed to do. You know, the last caller brought up the whole fuel issue. I don't buy that, because if he would have sat in Washington, you know, they would have said, oh, he just stayed in Washington and, you know, wasn't interested in it. Now, you know, in this case, Bush looked good. He did the right thing. You know, he showed that he was on top of the game at least this one time. You know, whether or not the opinion polls count, you know.
Oh, yeah, they count, believe me.
You know, I mean, when it, you know, and this is another, you know, political fact of life. You know, he's a second-term president. He's got nothing left to do after this. You know,
not according to him. According to him, he's got a lot to do. It's just that most of the things that he wants to do have now been shoved off onto the back burner due to Katrina and Rita.
Well, and granted, so I mean, you know, the Gulf Coast, especially down there, they can ill afford another hit. You know, and I think the real lesson that needs to come out of this is the fact that as much as I know how the oil industry is important to the country. And, you know, have grown up in Texas most of my life, especially on the Gulf Coast, you know, it's really time to start looking at an alternative fuel source.
You'll never get it out of this White House, pal.
No, well, we won't get it out of any White House until it becomes...
Oh, you especially won't get it out of this White House, because this is an oil White House.
Oh, granted, but until they come up with something that really works, you're not going to get it out of anybody until somebody can, you know...
I mean, when was the last time we had any kind of a debate about national energy policy? What was that, during Jimmy Carter?
I remember sitting in gas lines with my parents for 5-6 hours. You know, that was a day trip. You know, we're gonna go get gas.
Well, there you go.
In the cars.
Not since Jimmy Carter. All right, Michael. Thank you, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, let's go to Paul in Kittredge. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
How are you?
Oh, what a weekend. Anyway, I think, you know, what President Bush is truly doing, he's going through the motions. I mean, he's doing things he has to do, not necessarily that he wants to do. I didn't get the feel of, you know, when someone you can stand behind, you get that kind of, all right, this is the way it's supposed to be kind of feeling. I don't get that through Bush. So if you go back to his speech he had the Thursday when he was out in the garden, he did not, to me, once. I mean, he looked at the camera because the teleprompter's right there. It wasn't because it wasn't any emotion coming from him. It was more because he had to see what he was getting ready to say, as opposed to coming straight from his heart. The guy's going through the motions right now. He's doing things he has to do, as opposed to what he wants to do. He doesn't want to be out there showing support for the country. He wants to be out there trying to show support, to try and rally up a few more points in his... On his polls.
So he did it specifically, in your mind, he did it specifically for the polls, and he tried to get his poll numbers up, and do you think it'll work?
I don't think it'll work. I mean, Patty or whatever her name was from Strasburg? Was
right.
Saying, you know, that...
Betsy.
Betsy, yes. In her opinion, too, I'm running alongside with her in regards to, I don't think the polls are going to show any type of spike. I mean, if it does, it'll be... Like she said, 1 or 2 points, and I don't even think it'll be that high. I didn't get any true feeling of camaraderie, and I guess that's the word I was looking for earlier. The guy doesn't show it like he did with the bullhorn on 9/11. I mean, you don't get that anymore. You get that smirk, as she put it, the blue. Yeah. Someone called. I was talking to my wife about this about a month ago. Someone called in regards to how he walks with his arms out and everything.
Right.
But, you know what those are called? Those are called air lats. You know what lats are? Lats are the muscles
right
on your back. And he's got air lats. Typically, those are the ones that the muscular men that walk around because they can't bring their arms any closer. We called them air lats growing up because muscles would say stuff like that.
Anyway. All right, Paul, I appreciate the call, man.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Have a good day. 6:42, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Did Bush do a good job this weekend? And being on top of Hurricane Rita, will it help his poll numbers to come up? How do you rate the president's performance this weekend? Because he certainly was engaged. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open. They're yours. So
call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
And they know the Teamsters Union, an organization with the skill, knowledge, and power to negotiate effectively, is the union to make collective bargaining a reality. Mayor Hickenlooper says people who work for the Denver City government will say it is an even better place to work than it was in 2003. Well, I don't think that an employee's increased cost for pension and health care and an employee's having forced days off without pay are signs of an even better place to work in 2005. These reductions not only affect the employees, but the persons needing those essential city services. Mayor Hickenlooper only has the keys temporarily to the office, and then it's back to the corporate restaurant business for him. After his temporary fling with public service, what will you, the employee who has dedicated your career to the citizens of Denver, be left with? All you'll have is the power to stop this, and the Teamsters 2004, Teamsters 2000, Local 2004, wants to help. Please call Ed Bagwell at 303-433-7.
New facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. please let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-449-1705. That's 1-800-449-1705.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1235. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1235. 1-800-322-1235.
Change your opinion of him. Do you think he's going to bounce in the polls? Does he look better this time around than last time around? And has the White House done a good job of convincing Americans that, you know what, this president does care, he is engaged, and he is on top of what's happening? Let's go to Sheila and Parker. Sheila, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Sheila.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great. Well, I've got a comment about his polls. No, I don't think that he's made any impact. He's still a miserable failure. I want to refer back to the caller before Paul, who compared what's going on with the Bay of Pigs. You know, how ill-informed. He's an example of what's wrong with this country, with the mentality of most of the Americans. Kennedy isn't responsible for so many thousands of people dying in Iraq and with Katrina. How could he even compare that?
Well, because Kennedy, here's what they claim. They claim that Kennedy failed to send in the air support to support the mercenaries that were invading Cuba at the time. Actually, though, the Bay of Pigs was put into motion by Eisenhower, but Kennedy inherited it. And when it went wrong, Kennedy stood up and took blame for it. He said,
exactly,
you know, I messed up.
But in the same point here, Bush, the elder Bush, was involved in the Iran-Contra affair. They have a history. The Bush family has a history of drug trafficking. I mean, I wish people would do a background on the Bush family. They were involved with the Nazis. People don't want to hear this about the commander-in-chief. They would rather think that he has a slight drinking problem and that he's corrected it. No, this whole family is dysfunctional. You know, and it's indicative.
Oh, no, don't start down that whole drinking thing again, or I'm going to start getting... I have gotten nothing but hate emails since I did that National Enquirer story when I sat in for Ed Schultz last week.
Well, you were right, and you shouldn't be concerned with it, because I found, in talking with so many people, that when you give them facts and say, you know, read this, I'm not just, giving you my opinion, they don't want to hear it. You were entirely right in what you did, and I just feel sorry for this country when people don't want to face the facts about what's going on within the White House. All you have to do is look at the people that he's nominated and put into high offices and important places who have such a horrendous record. You know, what is wrong with the people in this country, Jay? You tell me.
I think a lot of them aren't aware of the things that go on, like the fact that he staffed all these federal agencies with cronies and people who are just not qualified. I think that a lot of people miss that. I mean, you've got to go the extra mile and read the newspaper or read the columnists to, you know, pick up on this information. There was a whole thing yesterday in the New York Times by Frank Rich about the cronyism in the White House and about how he, you know, picks like a veterinarian to oversee women's health at the FDA, or that he goes out and gets a former logging lobbyist to head the Forest Department. I mean, these are things you got to, you know, like, dig into to see. But my main question this morning is, do you think that what he did over the weekend in being visible in Colorado and being visible in Texas, do you think that that'll help him help his poll numbers? And did the White House do a good job of putting over the image that this president is engaged and that he truly did care about what happened with the victims of Hurricane Rita?
No, and you answered the question for all of us, Jay, in just what you said. You said you can look at who he's put into high places and what regard he's got for females, for minorities, for the soldiers in Iraq, to answer that question. I mean, how can you all of a sudden appear and be public and be in the public eye and try and show the people that you care? You answered it for us. Anyway, you have a good day, Jay.
All right. Thank you, Sheila. Appreciate you calling in. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Jim in Golden. Jim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm glad to be alive today. Any day above ground's a good day. How
you
about
got it,
you?
Pal. Yep, I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Bush is on top of Rita. I think that's where he belongs. He might get some satisfaction there because it's a great image op for him to be there. And that's what he's all about, his image. So I think he's done a wonderful job staying on top of Rita. And I hope he can stay there. Maybe that'll keep him happy.
So you do think that he and the White House pulled it off this weekend?
Well, I think they do a great job of getting the PR out there. And the spin and the lies and the image and all that stuff. But as long as he stays on top of Rita, he should feel just fine. But there is one thing I wanted to bring up, and that is the death count in Iraq. Have you ever heard this before, that the people that unfortunately die in the battle there are the only ones that we're really counting as casualties?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Okay. So most of so there's plenty of people that with injuries or whatever sustained from the battle died later aren't part of.
No, they're not counted. They're not part of the. They're not a part of the official count, I don't think.
Yeah, I find that quite disingenuous myself. That's really a disgusting way of counting your numbers up. And the other thing too is it's very difficult to talk to all your neocons about whatever Bush is doing. Because they come back and say, you know, like the brown guy being in charge of FEMA, oh, they all pick their friends and their cronies to run office. Clinton did it. You know, they always jump back. Well, Clinton did it, but, you know, I don't have the background knowledge and the list to prove it.
Did you ask him where he did it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't have that kind of information, like, off the top of my head to be able to say, well, who are you talking about here? I would say, which appointment are you talking about? But it seems to me that over and over again he's being exposed for his choices of inept people throughout his entire administration and just about everything he does. And if you don't play the game according to Bush, then he takes the football and goes away from you, and you are either investigated by the IRS, put in jail for exposing somebody's CIA agency's wife, whatever. He'll get you.
Well, there are plenty of examples of people who have spoken out against the administration. That's not the right term. Who have disagreed with the administration and have lost their jobs because of it. And one of the ones that always comes to mind is General Shinseki, who said that we weren't sending enough troops over there. And there's numerous other examples of people who have... there's this woman who's got a really strange name, like Bunteen something. I can't think of her name. Anyway, she questioned a Halliburton contract to a subsidiary of Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, and she got demoted.
Absolutely, and if I agree that, and what the lady said before, this family has probably, if we look back into their background, has probably stolen, connived, used the system right up to the edge to get whatever they want. And with that, Jay, I really hope you have a great week.
All right, Jim.
I got to take off for work here. It's always a pleasure
drive
talking
safe.
With you. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, see you later. One line open at 303-713-7600. I wish I could think of that woman's name. Bunteen. I want to say Greenwald, but I don't think that's the name of it. I don't think it's her last name. But I know she has this really strange first name. Maybe somebody knows of this case. And it happened like a couple of weeks ago in which she questioned no-bid contracts that were given to Kellogg Brown and Root, a subsidiary of Halliburton, for rebuilding of New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. And she questioned it and got demoted, which seems to be the modus operandi of the Bush administration. Anybody who comes forward and questions the administration, as long as you're loyal to the administration, it doesn't make any difference what your qualifications are. They don't care. They'll give you a job. But you can be the most qualified person in the world, and the minute you step out of line, bang, you're it. That's it. You're demoted or fired. Or you resign. But my question here this morning is, does Bush's conduct with Rita make up for his lack of conduct with Katrina? And do you think that this will affect his standing with the American public, and will he get a bounce in the poll numbers? Now, there's another poll out. I'm going to try to get a hold of it here at the top of the hour. It's an ABC News poll which shows him in bad shape again, too. Shows him down around 40%. And ABC had it on his website. And there was a new presidential poll, and I believe it was the ABC poll that was out towards the end of last week about Bush's standings. And you've got to know that they react to these polls and that they do care, because Bush had this this very aggressive agenda for his second term. I mean, you remember him standing up there with giving the whole speech during the question and answer period about, well, I've got political capital and I intend to spend it. And now, of course, most of his policies have been pushed back to the back burner. I mean, we haven't had a discussion about Social Security here in weeks. And Social Security looks all but dead. The Republicans even aren't going to try to repeal the estate tax right now. Because how would it look with them trying to repeal the estate tax when they first came back off of vacation, when you got corpses floating in the water in New Orleans? They just weren't going to do it. They weren't going to have any part of it. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Senator Salazar and how happy you are with him in conjunction with his feelings about Judge Roberts, who he says he's going to vote to confirm, because he takes Judge Roberts at his word that he will not vote to overturn Roe versus Wade, that John Roberts sees that as being settled law. I'm really in the middle about Ken Salazar. I can't figure out whether I like him or I don't like him. I just have this, I don't know, I just have this weird feeling about him that he's just not very, very liberal. And I would be hoping that he would be voting against Judge Roberts. But it doesn't turn out to be that way. So we'll talk about your feelings about the senator coming up next hour here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick in Lafayette, Louisiana.
You can make it to Henry from the road?
South of here in Vermilion Parish, the roads are still sometimes a few feet underwater and are tough to maneuver even in a big truck.
Okay, go slow. Go slow. I mean, go real slow.
In a truck with three local residents, we drove through a foot or more of floodwaters. You couldn't see the yellow lines marking the roads, which is key because canals were on both sides of the roads, and you had to steer clear of them and look for grass on the sides, the only markers that you were still on the pavement.
Up front, there ain't no grass. That's what's bad. We couldn't see the lines, and no, we didn't know where we was at.
The storm surge from Hurricane Rita pushed water from the Gulf into towns like Henry. Area residents were stunned at how high the waters rose.
It's Ross's new house right there. They said it was almost to the roof yesterday.
Jude Duhon was heading to town to rescue a cousin's trapped dog, but we also picked up two parakeets that some residents had rescued from their home and handed over. These sugarcane and rice fields are still underwater, along with many of the homes here, and helicopters are still surveying the damage by air. I'm Cammy McCormick in Lafayette. With more, here's Nick Young.
While the coastal areas struggle with cleaning up and rebuilding, hundreds of thousands more Houston residents are heading back to their homes after fleeing in the days before Rita stormed ashore. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is opening up the Algiers neighborhood to residents in about 2 hours.
I'm Peter Mayer at the White House. President Bush heads to the Energy Department this morning for a fresh update on the 1-2 hurricane punch to Gulf Coast refineries and offshore wells. The first assessments indicate major refineries report less damage than feared from Rita, but the industry has been bruised by both hurricanes.
Are a few politically well-connected companies scoring big dividends in the wake of the season's most devastating storms? The New York Times says federal officials want the answer. More from CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
The inspector general at the Department of Homeland Security is looking into reports of waste and possible fraud. There's an informal hearing on Capitol Hill this morning on how the $62 billion so far approved by Congress will be spent.
A new week of bloodshed is unfolding in Iraq. The military says three U.S. soldiers have been killed in a pair of roadside bomb attacks, one in Baghdad, the other south of the city. Spain's highest court has slapped a suspected leader of al-Qaeda in the country with a 27-year prison sentence. He was found guilty of conspiring with 9/11 plotters, but Imad Eden Barakat Yarkas was not convicted of murder in connection with the attacks. The word is unofficial, but it indicates that Irish nationalists have surrendered their arms after waging a 30-year campaign in Northern Ireland. Here's CBS's Steve Holt.
In just minutes, we're expected to get the latest official report on whether the IRA has really gotten rid of its arsenal. Advanced speculation is that the report will certify the IRA has put its guns beyond use, but without photos or videotapes, Northern Ireland's Protestant community isn't expected to believe that verdict.
Checking Wall Street's prospects ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 6. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Many have pondered the reason for Mona Lisa's enigmatic smile. I think the answer is, as Leonardo's model, she was just one of those lucky people who liked her job. Like the accountants at Grant Thornton. Their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement, have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood. I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
We serve 12 different kinds of salsa here.
This chef is dishing out the most adventurous Mexican cuisine in town. But marketing her restaurant on the web, it's all Greek to her. So she asked Network Solutions how to serve up more customers using online marketing. Now, her restaurant is hotter than jalapenos.
My salsa verde is a little...
spicy. To heat things up for your business, visit NetworkSolutions.com today and go farther.
Definitely an issue for the ride this morning. Multi-powered crash on the left shoulder eastbound on the turnpike that's approaching Federal, so expect delays from Sheridan on over. I-25 stacks up from 104th down to Highway 36, then we're a little slow for your ride into downtown and through 2X. I-70 filling in both east and westbound on the approach to I-25, 225, starting to get busy southbound, approaching Parker Road right into the tech center. Now, off the highways, we do have a wreck in the clearing stages in Brighton. It's at York and 160th and around town. We're busy now on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Arapaho, Broadway, and Baseline also starting to stack up. Now, checking the forecast, patchy fog this morning. That should burn off in just a little bit. Then sunny skies this afternoon with highs close to 80. Right now, we're at 53 degrees. At Richmond American, quality and value are not upgrades. They're standard built into every home. You can experience the Richmond American difference today because homes are available for quick move-in with special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each week in October, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Or call NeoSource at 303-820-2022. That's NeoSource.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7 a.m. 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Areas of fog this morning before 9 a.m. Otherwise, it should become partially sunny and then fully sunny and a high today near 78. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. Let's talk about Ken Salazar and John Roberts. If you look at the front page of the Denver Post today in a story by Chris Freitas, Salazar to back Roberts for court. U.S. Senator Ken Salazar announced yesterday that he will vote for the confirmation of U.S. Supreme Court to Chief Justice nominee John Roberts because Salazar believes Roberts will protect the rights of women and minorities. I don't think that he would vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, said the Colorado Democrat, referring to the 1973 ruling that gave women the right to have an abortion. The freshman senator said at a Denver news conference that he came to his decision after two conversations with Roberts. Salazar said he had been concerned by memos that Roberts wrote early in his career, challenging affirmative action, civil rights, and women's rights. But after talking with Roberts, Salazar concluded that the nominee will not have an agenda on the bench. He said that he understood that we had a history in America where there had been discrimination that had been tolerated by government for a long time, and that the consequence, or the cornerstone, rather, of the ideal of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States was that we create equality for all Americans, Salazar said. Salazar said his talks with Roberts often revolved around their children. Salazar has two teenage daughters, and Roberts has a four-year-old son, Jack, and a five-year-old daughter, Josie. Roberts told Salazar a story about how Josie asked whether there was any girls on the court or girl senators. Josie took a photo with California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein, who voted against her father's confirmation in the committee. Well, all right, you know, here's what I want to know. I want to know how happy you are with Ken Salazar. Now, senators that are opposed, that are going to vote no to John Roberts, Joseph Biden of Delaware, Barbara Boxer of California, Hillary Rodham Clinton of New York, Joe Corzine of New Jersey, Richard Durbin of Illinois, Dianne Feinstein of California, Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, John Kerry of Massachusetts, Frank Luttenberg of New Jersey, Barack Obama of Illinois, Harry Reid of Nevada, and Charles Schumer of New York. And as far as Democrats that are going to vote yes, Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, Herb Kohl of Wisconsin, Patrick Leahy of Vermont, plan to vote yes. Ken Salazar of Colorado. Are you happy with Salazar overall? I'm not so sure what to make of him. I'm not really sure what to make of Ken Salazar. I'm not sure that he wouldn't just jump over and become a Republican if it suited his his political survival. He's very, very reluctant to ever come on the radio. It's really hard to get him on. And I just don't know what he makes of this voting for John Roberts and going on, quote-unquote, John Roberts' word. And if you read the Denver Post, Jim Spencer has a column this morning, and Spencer's always good, and he's got a column this morning. Salazar's gut choice defies logic. In the West, said U.S. Senator Ken Salazar, you take people at their word. The word that Salazar, a Democrat from Colorado, thinks he got from Supreme Court nominee John Roberts is that Roberts won't try to reverse the legal landmark that has made abortion a woman's right private choice, a woman's private choice. I don't think he will vote to overturn Roe v. Wade, Salazar said on Sunday, as he announced that he will support Roberts to be the next U.S. Chief Justice. Salazar predicted Roberts' confirmation on Wednesday or Thursday with over 60 votes in the full Senate. By supporting Roberts, Salazar ignored what he called pleas from friends, as well as requests from leaders fighting for women's issues and against racial discrimination. Salazar trusts his instincts. Now he'll have to decide to learn how intuitive he is. Salazar's absolute belief that Roberts will respect abortion and civil rights cannot come from Roberts' record as a lawyer for the Reagan and for first Bush administration. He worked against abortion rights for women, voting rights, and affirmative action for racial minorities. So Salazar stood in his Denver office Sunday in blue jeans and cowboy boots and sought affirmation for the most important vote of his Senate career in the Western tradition of straight talk and word as bond. And then Spencer goes on to question this whole thing with Salazar voting for Roberts. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Jim.
Yes, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
I've just got a question, a historical question, and it goes back to Roosevelt's administration. Did he at one time have a member of the Bush family as ambassador to England?
I have no clue.
Well, the reason I wondered because...
And I don't know what this has to do with what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you talking about Salazar?
Yes, I am.
Well, I think about... Ben Nighthorse Campbell. He was.
Well, we're not talking about Ben Nighthorse Campbell. We're talking about Salazar. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Okay. Let's go to Vince in Denver. Vince, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Vince.
Well, yeah, I've been pretty disappointed with Salazar from time to time. Every once in a while, he seems to do the right thing, and then he kind of loses his way, and I can't read him. I can't read him. He's all over the map. So I just don't know. I supported Salazar back in the election only because I thought he was more electable than Mike Miles, although I thought Mike Miles was terrific. I mean, I would have loved to have seen that man in there. It's just Roberts. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm listening to you.
Oh, okay. I actually think that Roberts is, that stealth candidate, whatever. I think Roe v. Wade is probably safe just because it's such a hot-button issue. Frankly, the conservatives want to keep it on the table just so they can keep pointing fingers. But I'm very concerned about all the, his minority rights positions and his favoring corporatism over, private citizens and things like that. That's what frightens me even more than Roe v. Wade, because, like I said, I think they want to keep that on the table so they can, continue to have a boogeyman.
All right, but are you happy with Salazar?
No. I mean, I'm really disappointed. And like I said, I can't get a read on him. At first, when he first got into the Senate and started voting the wrong way, I was thinking, oh, okay, well, he's being a little naive because he's a freshman senator, whatever. Maybe he just made a mistake and he just figured he could, get a little bit of support by doing this. And then he started voting, properly, as far as I'm concerned, and it went back and but now I just can't tell what the heck his views are. I cannot for the life of me. And frankly, any Democrat, I think, that votes in favor of Roberts is making a huge mistake, because, if they're thinking themselves he's going to get confirmed anyway, I'll vote for him, why don't they just go, well, he's going to get confirmed anyway, so I want to go down on the record as voting against him. I mean, that is just ridiculous.
All right. Hey, Vince, appreciate the call, man.
All right, Jay, you have a good one.
Okay, you too. A couple of lines open now, 303-713-7600. Ken Salazar says he will vote for John Roberts. Do you agree with him, yes or no? Wayne in Pueblo. Wayne, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Wayne. How about you?
I'm just really ticked off today. I saw something the other day on Randy Rhodes' message board. Somebody referred to our junior senator as Ken Nighthorse Salazar, and that's really starting to fit here. I mean, I work for him. Because I'm active in the party down here in Pueblo County.
Right.
And I work to get him elected. And I feel betrayed. Flat out betrayed by this man. I mean, it was bad enough when he voted for Alberto Gonzalez and when he voted for Condoleezza Rice. This is three strikes and he's out.
So, in coming forward and saying he's going to vote for John Roberts, he's just that's it for you, huh?
Exactly. I mean, if there was a way to recall, I'd start a recall petition right now. I mean, we did not elect him to be a Wayne Howard clone, and that's what we're getting. It's ridiculous. Looking back on it in retrospect, I'd rather see Mike Miles in there, because you know where he stood, and he stood his ground.
All right, Wayne. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, you take care.
All right, have a good morning. And maybe somebody would want to explain the Mike Miles Salazar thing to me, because I wasn't here when that whole thing went on. Why did Ken Salazar win? Because he got more votes, obviously. But why did some of you vote for Ken Salazar instead of Mike Miles? Talking about Ken Salazar, whether you're happy with his idea that he's going to vote for John Roberts, he's going to vote to confirm him. 716.
You're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision. Repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683. 1-800-774-1683.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at
G3 2005.
November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today or get more info at g3denver.com.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Seven areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 78 today. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin along with you. And Salazar's gut choice defies logic is what Jim Spencer is saying this morning. And we're talking about whether you're happy with Ken Salazar and the idea that he announced yesterday he's going to vote for John Roberts for the Supreme Court. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Danielle, in Denver. Danielle, hi, you're on.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hey, Daniel. Okay, Daniel, you're on. Go ahead.
No problem. I think it was a great decision. Absolutely fantastic.
And why is that?
Well, I think we need more conservatives on the bench like John Roberts.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's go to Don in Highlands Ranch. Don, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Okay.
What an idiot, I'll tell you.
You can't get mad. All you can do is laugh.
You know these conservatives are great. You know, if a liberal tries to call Rush Limbaugh, they screen you to the nth degree, and you can't even get on to say anything.
I know it.
You know, when are they going to realize that? You know, this is the voice here that's got freedom on the mind. You know, they screen their calls. Anyway, that's another issue. These guys are so stupid. Salazar, you know, I support him because he's a Democrat, and you know. The lesser of two evils, probably. I don't know much about Mike Miles, but I've met Mike Miles at a few functions now, and very charismatic guy. Would have done a lot better job than Salazar. Salazar is talking about straight talk. Well, what's this? What are we getting from Roberts? You know, he voted and argued against the bench, against civil rights, women's rights, and now he's standing up there telling us something else. You know,
yeah.
Straight talk, it goes both ways. You know, I don't trust the guy, and consequently, Salazar, the guy before me, took my thunder. If there was a recall right now, I'd be voting for it. That's so what you, I feel
so,
about Salazar.
So you, if there was a recall petition going on, you'd sign it against Ken Salazar.
You're damn right. The guy, stand up for what you believe in and stand up for what the people that put you in office are. Don't be somebody who's 50-50. Stand up for something, for crying out loud.
See, I liked him a lot when he took on Focus on the Family, but other than that, I don't know how to read him. Unlike some of the other callers, I can't figure out where he's coming from.
Well, he better be, hope he's listening to this program, he better be starting to remember who put him in office. That's what he better start to remember.
Do you feel betrayed by him?
You're damn right I do.
Yeah, I bet you a lot of people out there feel exactly the same way. Hey, Don,
get on the phone and get on and write him a letter and tell him how you think. So that's what I'm doing.
All right, Don, thank you. Appreciate it, man. All right. Well, how many of you feel betrayed by the guy? And see, I wasn't here for the Salazar, Mike Miles situation, Pete Corr's thing. I wasn't here for this, so you got to fill me in on it. I had Barack Obama running in the state I lived in Illinois against Alan Keyes, and it was just a rout. Let's go to a John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, John.
Hey, I have a statement about Ken Salazar, but when I'm done, could you give me a minute or two to talk about the rally downtown this week?
Sure.
Alrighty. First off, I've been somewhat politically involved since the McGovern campaign, and in all my years, I have one vote that I've regretted casting, and that was for Ken Salazar.
Really?
Yes. I mean, the guy, you know, he was... He was in opposition to the idea of Bolton, and that's, I think, is the only positive thing I've seen from him. But he was, you know, he was in favor of Negroponte, Gonzalez, the Bankruptcy Act. I mean, the guy is, you know, he's a Republican who found a party that would elect him, you know. That's about what I'm thinking it is. I'm really upset, and I feel betrayed. I've written the guy letters many times, and, you know, I'm sure, you know, how it all works. They, you know, busy, and they got staffers that screen their letters and all that stuff. But, you know, they'd screen over, and they'd pick up. I was talking about Bolton, I think. Maybe it was Bolton. But I mentioned, you know, the ludicrous nature of the Schiavo thing. And so somebody screened down and read Schiavo and then sent me some form letter about the Schiavo, you know, opinion. I mean, it's so frustrating. I mean, I'm disgusted with
that. Let me ask you, did you vote for Salazar over Mike Miles?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote. You're talking about primaries or whatever, right?
Yeah, about the primaries.
No, I didn't get in. I didn't vote in the primaries. I couldn't get there. But I did vote for him over Coors. I mean, you know, the lesser of two evils. And in fact, you know, I don't know. I don't think Coors would have been, you know, the right guy anyways, but I'm just real upset with the man. You know, it's pretty disgusting as far as I'm concerned. The rally this weekend.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that figure of 1,000 people?
I think I saw it in either the Denver Post or the Rocky, and that there were 100,000 in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, they said, you know, at least 100,000 in Washington, but... I'm pretty convinced there's more than 1,000 people, probably closer to 2 or even 3 possibly.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, walking down the march afterwards, you know, you'd look through the crowd and there were some people in support and people sitting in cafes and whatever, and you know, and there was a ton of people with scowls and angry looks on their face, and I was walking down the sidewalk and there's this guy leaning up against a building, you know, just hateful look in his eye, watching everybody, you know, right up against the sidewalk. And I kind of turned as I was passing him, and the guy spit on me, spit right on my leg. And, you know, my knee-jerk reaction was to take his head off, but, you know, I just looked at him and I thought, you know, this is all about hate and dissension and separation, you know, and I just looked at him and I said, God bless you. And I said, you know, you ought to read a paper, or you ought to read a little bit and think a little more, and walked away from him. But what really, I got goosebumps. It almost brought a tear to my eye. When we were walking down Spear and a couple of other streets where there's a lot of traffic going by, I swear a quarter to a third of everybody that drove by was honking in support, thumbs up, you know, so there's a lot of us out there, and you know, we're stuck with this propaganda machine that hides it all. I mean, but, I don't know. It amazes me that there is still so many people in this country who just can't see past the talking heads and the...
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the case. I mean, look at the president's approval rating. It's down to 40%. I think there's a hell of a lot of people out there who are fed up with what's going on and who want to get out of Iraq. And I don't think that it's as doom and gloom as a lot of times we make it out to be. I think it's a lot more encouraging than we think.
That may well be the case, but, you know, we don't see it in the media, and the rest of the country isn't notified of it. I mean, you know, if you don't really look for the information, if you don't look, you know, it's just
well,
not...
I mean, the public opinion polls are there. I mean, all the major news organizations that commissioned them here a couple of weeks ago all come up with the same thing. Either 100,000 people in Washington, D.C. On Sunday, that's pretty, you know, that says a lot.
Yes, it does. You know, and so does a 500,000 people signing John Conyers' letter, you know, but what have we heard about that? You know?
Well, I mean, you know, but still, I mean, it's, you know, things are getting better than you think they are.
You know, I don't mean to just be doom and gloom and all that.
Well, yeah, you're being doom and gloom on Monday.
Well, you know what, Jay, this is the end of the world as we know it if we don't fix this by 2006, you know, and it's like the Doctor Strangelove movie, you know, they're all... The bombs are flying through the air.
But I don't.
Everybody's sitting in the war room figuring out where they're going to put the shelters.
No, but I don't. You know what? I don't see that. I mean, I don't see that at all. I mean,
what do you see about anybody doing anything about fixing this electoral process?
I mean, I think that the you know, Bush only won by one state, and I think that the things have shifted out there. I think they're going to continue to shift because, as I said last week, I think the curtain that this guy has hidden behind all this time has been pulled apart, and people are now beginning to see what the guy's all about. All right, listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. I appreciate it.
Too late.
No, I don't think so, John. I disagree.
Yeah, I hope you're right, buddy.
I hope so, too. We'll see you later. All right, but I think I am. I definitely think I am. Thank you, John. I appreciate the call. If you want to turn the Salazar conversation into something else, I mean, if you want to get it into about who's right, John or myself, I mean, I just am not that negative. I think there's more people out there, and there's more people finding out, and more people getting involved all the time. Anyway, are you happy with Ken Salazar? 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open here. Salazar is going to back John Roberts for the Supreme Court. Says he doesn't believe Roberts would vote to overturn Roe versus Wade. Matched against his voting for Alberto Gonzalez and also the bankruptcy bill. I mean, you know, how do you feel about this guy? And are you sorry you voted for him? And also, you know, explain the Mike Miles Salazar situation and why you chose Salazar if you ended up choosing Salazar. 303-713-7600, 730 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, thanks, Jay Fogg. Fog is definitely an issue for your drive this morning, and we have a new crash coming in. It's on the ramp from eastbound I-76 on to southeastbound I-270, so that's slowing things down just a little bit. Have a multi-car crash working on the left shoulder, eastbound on the turnpike approaching Federal. That's jamming up from Sheridan, and I-25 stacks up southbound from 104th to the turnpike. Then we're slow into downtown and through T-Rex. Eastbound I-70, a little sluggish from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard, and southbound 225, loaded up from Parker Road right into the tech center. And around town, we're seeing a busy ride on the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway. Now checking the forecast, patchy fog this morning. That should burn off within the next couple hours. Then sunny skies this afternoon and highs near 80. Right now, it's 53 degrees. Applejack Wine and Spirits is celebrating being named National Retailer of the Year by holding their first ever store-wide sale. Save 15% to 35% on all domestic wines, top-selling beers, and 1.75-liter spirits. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's for dinner?
A donation to Katrina victims?
Go to restaurantsforrelief.com.
Of powertrain protection. And don't forget, too, to ask them about Carfax. A lot of dealerships will not show you Carfax, or if they don't show it to you, they'll charge you for it. At Rockies, you get it absolutely free. Rockies open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out on the web at RockiesAutos.com. Make sure you put the...
Listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson. Happy New Year!
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro TV. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Wait. Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Really, really disappointed. You know, he's not, you know, representing me anymore. I mean, when you go to this Roberts guy who I don't trust, I mean, the guy too seems too squeaky clean, you know, he's got a record, and I just don't know. You know, it seems like when Ken goes to Washington, it's like he's a deer in headlights. You know, he's hobnobbing with all these people, and, you know, I honestly think he's going to jump ship. I really do.
Did you vote for him in the primary?
No, I didn't. I didn't vote in the primary. I just, you know, I've always thought he was an up-and-up guy. I sure as hell didn't want Coors, you know.
Right.
But, you know, he surprised me. And he just doesn't seem like he's supporting what I expected him to do.
So you think he's a Democrat in name only?
Bingo. That's exactly right.
And you think he's going to do what Ben Nighthorse Campbell did? One day he's just going to go wake up and you're going to read that he's switched to the Republican Party?
I hope not, but I've got that feeling because, you know, when you start going against the grain, you know, and I just feel that's inevitable. You know, he's going to jump ship. I really do.
Oh, go ahead. So you feel he's going to jump ship?
Yes, sir.
All right, let me ask you something else here. What do you got planned for this evening?
I'm babysitting tonight. I got to babysit.
You got to babysit. Oh, you know what I was going to do? I was going to give you some tickets to go see the Broncos. Can't do it, huh?
I can't do it. Well, you know what? I could probably swing somebody else to babysit.
Well, if you want, I got three tickets, so you can take yourself and two of your friends.
Okay.
You want to go?
That sounds pretty good to me.
Monday Night Football, okay, you can pick those tickets up at 4:30 in the afternoon or anytime after 4:30 at the AM 760 tent out there at Invesco Field. Hang on, I'm going to put you on hold, and my man at the other end here is going to get all the information, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah, you bet. All right, hang on a second. All right, you got that back there? You're going to get the information from Dan? Okay, we got it covered. All right, let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning. You there, Marshall?
Okay. Hello. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Marshall, what's up?
I was a delegate for Salazar down in the convention in Pueblo. And, you know, I had seen Mike Miles' resume. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, the guy should be running for president or something. I mean, he had an amazing resume, but nobody knew who he was. I mean, and you talk to people and you're like, who's Mike Miles? And who's this guy? And that's what really kind of, you know, caused me to not support Mike Miles. It's just he didn't have the name identity. He was an unknown commodity, and I didn't see him winning a statewide race.
All right, but how do you feel about Ken Salazar now?
Well, I think the politics behind it are completely flawed. I mean, there's nobody that's following the Supreme Court that hasn't already been polarized. I mean, there's nobody that cares about the Supreme Court that already hasn't been polarized either, you know, to the far right or the far left. So I don't understand politically why he would be doing this. I mean, I think most people are busy. They're trying to pay for gas and such that are in the middle, and they don't have time to follow this, the Supreme Court debate. So I don't understand why he's trying this whole triangulation that is pretty much dead. I mean, if there's any Salazar staffers listening, that's what I like to say, is triangulation is dead. I mean, we have been so polarized by this administration that there's no room in the middle for honest debate to say, well, you know, maybe we don't agree with everything that Robert stands for, but, you know, overall he seems like a good guy. I mean, that type of logic politically is dead. I mean, the electorate is so polarized that there's no room to try to accept a middle, you know, some type of middle ground. And another thing I wanted to say about Roberts that I hope Salazar is considering, this guy is going to be on the bench for 30 years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He's in his early 50s?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is going to be there for a long, long time, and he needs to be a little bit more straightforward with his answers for him to just kind of give him this pass. And maybe he said something different to him when he met with him personally, but that's what makes me nervous is, you know, I've listened to Roberts. The Supreme Court isn't one of my huge issues, but he seems okay. But then I'm thinking 30 years for this guy, and it just turns everything upside down.
Well, how about Salazar voting for the bankruptcy bill?
That's what upsets me, because the reason I'm a Democrat is because I come from very populist roots. You know, my whole family was union. You know, my stepdad is on Social Security right now. You know, it's just the concept of, you know, that in the end, it's the people that matter. You know, like the Jefferson County Democratic Party, putting people first. And that's what upsets me the most is, you know, them protecting the credit card companies with these bankruptcy bills instead of the people, instead of, you know, the people that run this country, the people that go over in the wars and die for this country. That's what matters, not these corporations. The bankruptcy bill is what upsets me. But as far as the Supreme Court goes, I don't understand the politics behind it. I don't understand how he thinks he's going to make people in the middle happy, because there is nobody in the middle. You have, these people, we have already been polarized. Anybody that's following the Supreme Court has already been polarized.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree with you. Thank you, Marshall. Great call.
Okay.
Appreciate your time. Let's go to, can we squeeze one more in here? Yeah. Let's go to Helen in Golden. Helen, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Helen, you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, what do you think?
What do I think? I call him White Horse Salazar because he's just like Campbell. He's nothing but a light Republican. He has not done anything that for the Democrats here in the state. The bankruptcy bill, yes. And I think he's let his ego go totally out. He's been faked out by some of them in Washington. There's no getting around it. I voted for Miles in the primary, and I think Mike Miles, I wish you'd get him on, because that guy makes a heck of a lot of sense, and he is a true Democrat. I'm 72 years old, and I'm tired of these people who go to Washington and do nothing.
All right, Helen, appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I've only seen Mike Miles once. I've only met Mike Miles one time. And that was at the Douglas County Democrats. It wasn't Douglas County Democrats. It was Be the Change. That Be the Change day that we had in Jefferson County is where they held it, the Jeffco Fairgrounds. And Mike Miles was there. I introduced myself, but I never really got too much of a chance to talk to him. All right, are you regretting your vote for Salazar? 303-713-7600. And if you had to do it all over again, would you vote for him? We'll take more of your calls coming up. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. 743, 17 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
888 key 1234, subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about older.
1-866-88-6-FOOT, or better yet, stop by. They're in Westminster at 120th and Sheridan, right next to the Chipotle. Ask them about getting that balance and that comfort that you need to eliminate these problems. Once again, call them at 1-866-88.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses? Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
Over the last 2 years, over 40,000 people have packed the Colorado Convention Center for the Gears, Games, and Gadgets Expo.
G3.
This November 12th and 13th, join satisfied exhibitors like Mile High Culligan, Dunright Kitchens, Lasting Impressions, Bill Sports Collectibles, and many others by becoming an exhibitor at G3 2005. November 12th and 13th at the Colorado Convention Center. To reserve your booth, call 303-713-8343 today, or get more info at g3denver.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro TV. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Listening to Progressive Radio helps us too.
Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny, with a high today near 78. We're talking about Ken Salazar saying he's going to vote to confirm John Roberts, and your feelings about Ken Salazar at 303-713-7600. I frankly am like a caller earlier this hour. I can't read him. I don't know where he's coming from. I don't know whether he's a Republican or a Democrat. He claims he's a Democrat. And I remember being scared to death, having not I didn't live in the state. I didn't live here. I was in Illinois at the time, but I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I hope Pete Kors doesn't win. And I remember being thrilled when a Democrat had won the Senate seat here. And that it was Salazar. But I got to be honest with you and tell you, I'm not so thrilled with the guy. He votes for the bankruptcy bill. He's going to back John Roberts. There's a whole Alberto Gonzalez situation. Let's go to Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Bill, what do you think?
Oh, well, the one woman called him White Horse. I call him Zelazar because he sounds more like Zell Miller sometimes to me.
That's pretty good.
But you know what? The old expression of even a broken clock is right twice a day. Mike Rosen is right about this. You vote for the party. As long as Salazar remains a Democrat, that's a D in the D column. And just like Miller. And next year we have a senatorial election coming up, and if they pick up 4 or 5 seats, Salazar being over there and even Miller being there could make the difference between Republican chairmanships and Democratic chairmanships.
Well, Mark Udall will end up. Mark Udall will be our next senator.
Yeah,
he'll get Allard's position. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I hope he can win statewide. But that being in that family, in that Udall family, will help him.
And he's a hell of a good guy too.
Yes, he is. But I think that makes a difference. You know, as long as he doesn't jump ship, as long as he stays, no matter how he votes, and I don't agree with a lot of his votes for Gonzalez, against the bankruptcy thing and a lot of that, but as long as he's still got the D behind his name, that could mean Democratic control of the Senate next year.
If he votes with the Democrats, but what happens if he, you know, I mean, what happens if he defects?
Well, then if he defects, then... If, especially if he defects after the 2006 elections, we had to recall him. I just want him to stay a Democrat through 2006 and see what happens. I'm glad you had Mark Udall on the show the other day, and I was because Mo Udall, and you mistakenly called him Mo Udall at first.
Right.
Mo Udall had my favorite political quote of all time. The last time he lost a primary, and when he knew that this was the last presidential primary he was going to lose, and he was going to drop out of politics after this, he got up before his people and he said, "Well, the people have spoken, the bastards."
Let me ask you, in the primary, who did you vote for in the primary? Did you vote for Salazar?
I voted for Salazar for the same reason that previous caller said, because he didn't think Mike Miles could win statewide. I was a lot closer to Mike Miles in a lot of his positions, but I just didn't think he had the name recognition. I didn't think he could win Western Slope suburbs of Denver in places where he needed to.
You regret that vote?
No, because I think Pete Coors would have won, and we would have had one more R in that R column.
All right, Bill, interesting theory. Thank you, man.
I do it with a lump in my throat. I don't do it happily, but I've got to be coldly practical.
All right. I appreciate the call. I appreciate your honesty, too. Thanks. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Cindy in Bailey. Cindy, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Cindy.
I agree with Bill, and I know this will probably tick off a lot of left-leaning Democrats, and I am one of them. But I'd said all along, if you put Mike Miles in the Democratic column, Pete Coors is going to walk away with it, and let me tell people something about what happened in Texas. There was a good old Democrat called Ralph Yarbrough that was a major Texas leader for years and years and years, and there was a guy that came up, and I can't remember what year that this happened, but came up and ran for a statewide office named Dan Yarbrough. Well, there was no relation there, but people voted for him because of the name. They knew nothing about the man, but they voted for him because of Ralph Yarbrough's name. And Dan Yarbrough won, and he was a felon.
Hmm.
And the guy got booted out of office. I don't remember. I didn't follow exactly what happened to him in the long run. But he was a felon. He had a felony record. But he won simply because of the name. And I hate to say this, but there is a lot of apathy and ignorance in the voting public in this country. And they will vote for a name over anything else 9 times out of 10.
So you felt that Ken Salazar had a name and Mike Miles didn't?
Exactly. I felt all along Salazar was too much of a centrist for my taste. And the reason is, when we first moved here from Texas, I didn't know what party he was affiliated with. I remember seeing him in press conferences with Owens supporting this or that, and thinking, well, you know, I don't know what party he's a part of. He kind of occasionally sounds like he might be a Democrat, but then you see him, you know, kind of hinting towards the Republican side. I don't know who he is. Turns out he's technically a Democrat, but that may be the only way he's a Democrat. And it really came down to, I knew, just based on past history, that there was no way that Mike Miles could beat Pete Coors. The man had the name. The man had the money. If we had put Mike Miles up against him, we'd have a Republican in there. And once you got him in there, you're not getting him out until he's ready to get out.
Well, yeah, I think there are some would say, though, that you got a Republican in there now anyway.
Well, and that's, you know, I would say that he's a centrist. He's neither one nor the other necessarily. He's probably going to vote with the wind, but at least having a Democrat in there is going to give you a toehold. You got your foot in the door. Now you can go and put another Democrat up against him and see if you can't beat him out. And you know, there might be a shot at winning. The Republicans aren't going to put anyone except a big name up against Salazar. So, you know, if you can get Salazar out in the primary, then you might have a chance if the Republicans aren't running anybody very strong against him. I feel like that's really the only way to do it.
All right,
Cindy. Past history has just shown people vote for names, and that's all there is to it.
Okay, I appreciate the call. It's a good one.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
I think there's a lot of validity in what she was saying about people voting for names, name recognition. And Salazar apparently had more name recognition than Mike Miles did. Because a lot of you are calling in, and you're telling me that, you didn't think Mike Miles could win statewide. All right, thanks for all the calls on that. Now, we got to talk about evolution, or intelligent design. It's headed to court in Pennsylvania. And we'll talk about it coming up next hour here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
BUIER or visit uglyhouses.com.
We buy ugly houses.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
News. I'm Nick Young. Despite two hurricanes and the floodwaters they brought with them, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is determined to resume bringing residents back to the Big Easy.
I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans, where Mayor Ray Nagin says, "We want people to return and help us rebuild the city." He's opening up four neighborhoods today: Algiers, the Central Business District, the French Quarter, and Uptown, allowing people to come in, but warning no children or senior citizens, and the water is still not safe to drink in most of the area.
In southwestern Louisiana, the cleanup from Rita is going to be monumental. More from CBS News correspondent Lee Cowan.
We crossed the Sabine River into Louisiana, and things here are much better. In fact, this is actually where the eye of the storm came across, very close to it. They're also running out of food and water here and gas, and what little gas they do have, they're putting in their chainsaws to help clear the roads. No federal help has been seen here quite yet. It's a small Louisiana town, only about 1,200 residents, and most of them are trapped until help arrives.
This is Steve Futterman in Houston. Things are beginning to get back to normal here. There are virtually no power problems. Gas is readily available. Stores are reopening. To the east of Houston, though, where the hurricane hit, it's a much different story. In Beaumont and Port Arthur, there is no power, and residents are being told to stay away. Nathan Mingo is a Port Arthur police officer.
Until we get power back, it's unsafe for people to be living here.
It could take several weeks to get power back in Port Arthur and Beaumont and Sabine Pass, where the hurricane first hit landfall.
Well, officials say about 500,000 customers remain without power in Texas and Louisiana. On his way to an Energy Department briefing this morning, President Bush told reporters that there is no sign of significant damage to petrochemical facilities caused by Hurricane Rita. The week is beginning on a bloody note in Iraq. Reporter Pete Gow has the story.
Three more U.S. soldiers have been killed today by roadside bombs in Iraq. Two soldiers died in an attack in Baghdad, and a third was killed in the volatile Sunni region 50 miles southeast of the capital. Attacks on American troops ahead of next month's referendum have been anticipated and, since last week, happen on an almost daily basis. The number of military deaths since the war began now stands at 1,917. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
The U.S. military today began releasing the first of 1,000 detainees at the request of the Iraqi government. It looks as though Boeing will soon restart commercial aircraft production now that a tentative deal has been reached with striking machinists. The union says the agreement calls for no changes in the current health care plan. Connie Kelleher is with the machinist union.
The members have been very clear in all of our surveys that we've taken that pension was number one, followed closely by health care.
The rank and file will vote on the new contract on Thursday. Checking Wall Street in the early going, the Dow is up 47, the NASDAQ ahead 7. This is CBS News.
Hi, it's Carol again from Life Quotes with an important life insurance announcement. If you have elevated cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, and other illnesses, we want you to know that life insurance rates have never been lower than they are right now. We know because we track the rates of over 60 leading life insurance companies. To request a free price comparison report, call 1-800-640-LIFE. That's 1-800-640-LIFE or visit us online at lifequotes.com.
Sounds like a bad allergy day, Pollen.
Sounds to me, Mole, like an OTC seasonal allergy medicine quitting after 6 hours.
Why take an OTC medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Wen's Daily Allegra with fexafenidine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects are low and may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra helps take the allergy out of allergy season.
Ask your doctor. Today, take Wen's Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
We do have a new accident slowing down your drive. This one blocking the left lane eastbound I-70 at Brighton Boulevard. Also getting word of a car on fire eastbound I-70. That's right near Wadsworth. And we have a wreck on the ramp from eastbound I-76 onto southbound or southeastbound I-270. That's in the clearing stages. We're still southbound I-25 from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex northbound I-25. Have a car with a flat that's blocking the left lane near Colorado. Now in Aurora, southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road right into the Tech Center. Around town, busy ride on the diagonal, Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, and the turnpike flows from Sheridan over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, patchy fog this morning, that should burn off in the next couple hours. Then sunny skies this afternoon with highs near 80, right now 53 degrees. Take a walk down memory lane, rediscover how a dash of humor, a pinch of tap dancing, and a touch of elegance taught generations of many a hip. My Way, a musical tribute to Frank Sinatra, now playing the Galleria Theater. Tickets at King Supers, DenverCenter.org, or call 303-893-4100. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, September 29th through October 1st for the 24th Annual Great American Beer Festival at Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event,
USA will come to you and replace that unsafe windshield. Call 303-831-1111. That's 831-1111.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8 a.m., 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, then gradual sunny, and then it's going to become more sunny, and we'll have a high today of 78. So the cloud cover and the fog will burn off, and it's beginning to kind of do that now in Boulder. So hopefully it'll do it along the rest of the front range. 303-713-7600, we'll get to talking about. So we'll be getting into that here in a few minutes. And then also, between 9 and 10, of course, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do that as well at 303-713-7600. Anybody out there going to the Bronco game tonight as they take on Kansas City? I'll be at the Bronco Barn from 3:30 until 7 tonight out there at Invesco Field, Mile High. So come on by and say hello. I think it's like $5 to get in to the Bronco Barn there. So come on by, and we'll lay a couple eyeballs on each other. We're getting ready to talk to Jason Furman. Jason is the Director of Economic Policy for the Kerry campaign. Previously, he served as a special assistant to the President for Economic Policy in the Clinton administration and is currently a visiting scholar at New York University's Wagner Graduate School of Public Service. He is a non-resident senior fellow at the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities, specializing in Social Security issues, but he can also talk about economic issues and gas prices. And as soon as we get him on the line, we'll talk to him here about what he believes is going to happen with gas prices. And, the Republican philosophy is let the market sort everything out. That's the conservative philosophy. Let the market sort everything out. But, it makes me wonder whether in the next administration or any administration we're ever going to get on a coherent energy policy in this country. How are we going to wean ourselves off gasoline, off oil? And I often sit back and think to myself, you know what, if we can put a man on the moon, and I once got criticized for saying this, if we put a man on the moon, we can't figure out a way to synthetically duplicate oil. There's got to be some scientist somewhere working on it. Don't you think? Because I don't see, you know, somebody told me there's a study out there that if you buy a hybrid, at the amount of money that they're charging for a hybrid, you got to keep it for at least 2 to 3 years to have it pay off. And at the price they're charging, a lot of people just don't want to pay it. And we are conditioned to be in love with our cars and our trucks. And I admit it. I've admitted it on the air here many times. I love automobiles. I like them in all shapes, sizes, and colors. But it's hard to give it up. All right, let's go to Jason Furman. And Jason, good morning. Welcome to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's good to have you along. All right, let's talk a little bit about gasoline prices. You know, Rita did not do the damage that they said it was going to do. Do you think, and gasoline has been dropping prior to Rita, do you think it will ever see gas below $3 a gallon?
I think it's going to head back below $3 a gallon. Some of what we've seen recently is obviously a spike, and that's transitory, and it's going to go away. But nothing over the long term is going to substitute for both sound energy policies and a sound foreign policy, which is a lot of the reason we're in this problem in the first place.
All right, let's start with the sound energy policy. We have no plans that I can see to ever wean ourselves off any of this foreign oil.
That's right. In fact, the oil and gas industries are among the most tax-favored industries in this country. They get more special tax breaks than anyone else. And the energy bill passed over the summer gave them more tax breaks. An analysis showed that that bill could end up raising energy prices rather than lowering it. We need to really focus on alternative fuels, on encouraging people to use fuel-efficient cars, and, as you say, reduce our dependence on foreign oil.
But you know something, there's no drive out there to limit gas, you know, to encourage the auto industry to come up with more fuel-efficient cars. If anything, they're going the opposite way, aren't they?
Well, they are, but this summer I wasn't entirely depressed to see that, for instance, Hummer sales were way down in July. And I think there's an obvious reason why that's the case.
Well, because people can't afford the gas.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But so with that, you're saying let's rely on the market.
Oh, no. I think the government, we should be doing more in terms of tax credits for fuel-efficient cars. And we're going to have higher gas prices. I'd rather it be in the form of a tax where you get your money back. You know, you would get a tax cut. You'd pay more at the pump, and we as a whole wouldn't come out any worse off. It would be countries like Saudi Arabia that wouldn't be getting that extra money.
All right, explain how that would work. Explain how that, you're proposing.
You know, you could have, for instance, a tax on gasoline, and then just use the money to mail everyone in the country a check for $1,000 a year. On average, people wouldn't come out ahead or behind. They'd come out exactly the same. It would just change the way taxes were collected on people, and it would change the incentives people have to drive in a certain way. The advantage of that is all the extra gas price would go back to us as Americans and as taxpayers, not go the way it does now to the Saudi government.
What about some moves in some of these states to suspend the tax on gasoline temporarily?
I think that would be unwise at this stage. You have states that already remain under fiscal strain, and to exacerbate that by taking a source of revenue that they really count on for delivering all sorts of vital public services, I think would be a mistake. But there's other things. There are things like home heating oil, by the way, is something, and I'm sure it matters to you all over there quite a lot. This winter, it's supposed to be very, very costly. So something like the LIHEAP program that low-income families really count on for their home heating oil, it's really important that we make sure those are funded.
What about this idea? And I don't know if Thomas Friedman was the first person to float this idea, but what about the idea of imposing a 50-cent gas tax immediately and going through the shock of higher gas prices and using that as a way to taking the money to develop alternative fuels and using that as a way to wean us off of this addiction to gasoline and to foreign oil?
I think that would be fine. I think mine might even be a little bit more palatable, which is you give everyone a check for $1,000. You end up paying about $1,000 in gas taxes a year. You get a check for $1,000. It's not regressive. You don't come out behind. But either way, we certainly need to spend more money on alternative fuels and on that type of research, and we certainly need to do something to discourage people from using all this gasoline.
But boy,
and we should do it while benefiting America, not while hurting America.
But boy, you live in the West out here, man, and I mean, you got to have a car. I mean, there's rapid transit. It's not like living in the Midwest or living in the East.
Oh no, that's certainly the case. Americans need their cars, but again, no one needs to drive a Hummer, unless maybe. You don't need to drive a Hummer. You can drive with somebody else. There's a lot of margins on which people can reduce their consumption of fuel, even out there out west.
Yeah, I feel guilty for driving an SUV and not driving a hybrid.
I have no problem if you're making a choice, but you should make a choice based on the right incentives. And if you're costing the country a lot more by driving that, you should pay that cost rather than having the country pay that cost, which it is right now.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for your time. Jason Furman, and I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate it. Nice having you on.
Okay.
All right. There we are talking about gas prices, which will now go down because Rita did not turn out to be that big of a bullet. But you know what? It gets into the whole subject of choices about automobiles and things like that. And I always sit here. I sit here every day. And feel guy, I've talked about it on the Ed Schultz show. I talked about it on the Jerry Springer show. I've talked about it here. I feel really bad, man, that I drive an SUV, but I love my car. What am I supposed to do here? And I know a lot of you would call up and say, give it up. Get a hybrid. But don't you have to keep those for like 3 years? Before they pay off, that's what somebody...
eBay, or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
It's that time of year again. Call 303-7WINDOW now to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
You're the number you need to.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
No, because Mary and I have shopped at Rocky's repeatedly and had nothing but good luck and have had bought great cars there. And at Rocky's, they do several things that make them unique. First of all, they have their matching down incentive up to $1,500, which means if you put $1,500 down, they'll put $1,500 down. And that's like having $3,000 down. They have a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. Every car is covered with it. United Car Care backs it. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And at Rocky's Autos, they have Carfax. It'll tell you everything you need to know about the car you're about ready to buy. So check them out because they've got all kinds of things out there. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and just about anything you could want. And they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And you can also check them out on the Internet at Rocky's Autos. Make sure you put an S on the end of that. RockysAutos.com and pre-qualify for a car loan. Plus, look at their massive inventory at RockysAutos.com. Rocky's Autos, with great people working out there like Spanky and the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Colby and the Tower of Power, and Roger, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m.
See website for details and licensing equal housing opportunity.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. Areas of fog before 9 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, gradually becoming sunny with a high near 78. 303-713-7600. All right, I was going to talk about evolution, but if you want to talk about energy efficiency, if you want to talk about cars, if you want to talk about gas vehicles, if you want to get into all of this, I have no problem with it. I've got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Two of the callers are hanging on now. Want to talk about this, and so let's get into it if you want to talk about it, about the fact that we're in love with our cars, that all of us talk a good game in a lot of ways about getting rid of our cars or using mass transit or the idea of getting more fuel-efficient automobiles, yet we don't do anything to force Detroit to be more fuel-efficient, to force automakers to be more fuel-efficient, and about, I'm the first person. I mean, let ye without sin cast the first stone. I mean, I'm driving an SUV. And I love my SUV. I've said that on the air many times. But, you know, there are days where I sit there and I feel like I'm contributing to the problem. I definitely feel like I'm contributing to the problem by driving this car. Because this whole thing with oil is impacting our foreign policy. And it's impacting the environment. And so every day off we go and we know that we're contributing to it, but look around you, how many people are driving SUVs out there? Are driving cars that aren't exactly that fuel efficient? And I think about getting a hybrid car. I've thought about it before. We've talked about it numerous times on this show about hybrid automobiles. But I always thought that you had to, I had heard that you, because they're overpriced, you got to keep them for at least 3 years in order to realize any break on gas prices. Now we'll see if gas prices go down below $3 a barrel, considering Rita, or $3 a gallon rather, considering Rita did not cause that much damage. Anyway, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, and this administration has done nothing in the line of energy conservation. And to be fair, Bill Clinton didn't do much either. And as I said to a caller earlier this morning, I mean, the last time we had any kind of a real serious discussion in this country about gas mileage and about these problems was during Jimmy Carter's term as president. And I also want to know, too, how many of you, you know, I go to places, I've been to restaurants, I'm not going to name which ones they are, and they don't seem to be very crowded. How many of you is the price of gas eating into your discretionary income to where it's getting, you know, to where you're saying, well, you know, I'm not going to eat out as often as I used to, and I'm not going to do this, and I'm not going to do that. I know we've had discussions about it before, and I'll tell you something. Every morning I sit here, and I see buses go by, and there's nobody on these buses. The buses are basically empty. We're not using rapid transit like we should. But maybe rapid transit won't take you where you want to go. Now, before moving back here, Mary and I lived in a city that was heavily rapid transit. Chicago had a ton of rapid transit, and people did use it. But they're still there. There were a lot of cars on the road. 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
This is actually David.
Oh, David. Okay, go ahead, David.
Hey, I just wanted to bring up, I know how you said regarding a hybrid car, how it takes 3 years to pay off for itself.
Right.
But I think the greater issue is the amount of gas that you would not be using over that 3 years that we as Americans would not be consuming. And I think there's a greater cost there than the simple economics of, you know, your itemization sheet of at the end of the year, how much money you saved and lost. And I think that's the real issue to focus on, that we'd be cutting our dependence on foreign oil by 50% if everybody drove a hybrid vehicle. And I think that's the issue. And yes, okay, you know, there's a little bit of cost difference, but in the overall, we're doing the planet better by switching to that type of fuel source.
Do you drive a hybrid?
Right now, I can't afford one, but I'm saving up for one. I do drive a 99 Corolla that gets 32 city, 40 highway. So I think I am doing my part, and I'm gonna, as soon as I can ascend to that economic level where I can afford one, I will.
Hmm.
And I guess I also want to bring up, in regards to public transportation, you're messing with people's personal choice there, because as much as it will save, and again, I sound like a hypocrite here, I loathe public transportation.
All right, let's get into that. Why do you loathe public transportation?
It comes back to the control freak in me. I love my car. I can get there quicker. Places I want to go, it takes me 20 minutes instead of an hour and 20 minutes. Coming home from the airport, I can get to my office from DIA in 38 minutes, taking the E-470. Otherwise, I have to wait for a bus that comes on the hour, and the overall trip home to Boulder could take me 2-3 hours, depending on how long I have to wait at DIA.
See, there's always that reasoning, though, about, you know, there's always that thing about public transportation, about how it takes longer, and you're right, most people want control of their own destiny, and let's face it, most of us are in love with automobiles.
Yes, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, David. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Just excellent. First of all, I want to thank you for being a breath of fresh air in the morning for me.
Oh, man, you're very kind.
Well, I work in the city, and I work in a government electronics group, so you can tell there's probably not a lot of progressives around where I work all day long.
I hear you.
But I'm an engineer, and I've been listening to a lot of the discussion about automobiles, and I dabble with automobile technology, although I'm a microwave engineer by trade, and I just want to make a few comments about hybrids and other fuel sources. We have this discussion at home in Boulder all the time. I have various neighbors that have bought these hybrids, and my argument against the hybrid, not that they're wonderful, incrementally more efficient vehicles, but if people would just think about how much extra energy is actually used to actually assemble and build a hybrid versus a conventional gasoline engine. That's something people really don't think about. There's been several articles written about the amount of extra energy that's put into a hybrid vehicle by manufacturing the battery packs alone that you don't even have in a normal engine. So I would say to a lot of people, so you pay $22,000, $25,000 for a Prius that gets 40, 50 miles a gallon. Why don't you just go down and buy a Geo Metro with a 1.3-liter proven technology engine and get 50 miles a gallon and pay $8,000?
See, man, I couldn't see myself driving around in a Geo. It's too small.
It's no smaller than a hybrid Prius.
Well, I got a problem with that, too. A hybrid Prius is too small.
Well, it's all the thing that people can go down to a dealership and buy a vehicle that gets incrementally better gas mileage, but they don't. So that's my comment there. I mean, a lot of people driving around in these huge SUVs, there's one person in them, they could buy the smaller truck with the smaller engine and get 25% better gas mileage, but they just choose not to. And perhaps what the previous gentleman was talking about, some kind of a gas tax that makes you think every time you fill up, but you might get some of it back at the end of the year.
Right.
That might get people to think about it. I have two other comments. A lady called in about natural gas fueled cars and them and hydrogen cars. I just crack up when I hear these types of things. People don't understand what a wonderful chemical gasoline is. The reason we use gasoline is because what's called the latent heat content, the amount of energy you can get out of a cubic volume, like a cubic gallon of fuel,
right,
so high compared to other fuels. My uncle used to work at an LP gas company when I was a kid, and he put a 500-pound tank in the back of his pickup truck, using up pickup bed space so that he could burn the LP fuel. A lot of people don't understand that when you liquefy natural gas, you actually go through almost twice as much per unit volume as you do gasoline. So from that point of view, you go through a lot of liquid material, so you have to have huge gas tanks to go the same distance. And so the price of the fuel, if you're going through roughly twice as much per mile, has to be half as much as gasoline for it to be a net zero gain, and then you've just used up all of that carrying capacity in your vehicle. Natural gas is not a solution. Hydrogen, same thing. It's difficult to fuel. There's nowhere to get it. Hydrogen has very, very low latent heat.
Well, you know,
people can just look this stuff up.
People want to drive their cars. You know, there's a survey out that gas in the last 2 weeks has dropped 20% by 20 cents. I'm sorry. So, you know, I mean, we just don't want to give up our automobiles. And if you got a car you're in love with, then it's even worse. You just don't want to give it up.
Right. I saw 275 on the way to work today. And I have one more comment, too.
Again, okay, quickly.
Okay. I drive a 6,500-pound four-wheel drive Chevrolet. And there's just certain techniques you can do with tire pressure, air cleaner changes, the type of oil you have in your transaxles and engines. And I methodically graph and chart the fuel mileage of my truck. And people just don't believe me when I tell them that I get between 18 and 20 miles a gallon out of a 6,500-pound four-wheel drive.
Oh, I believe that.
And that's just phenomenal when you think about what vehicles of this weight used to get. I tell people that you shouldn't think about it miles per gallon. You ought to think about it as pound miles per gallon.
CBS News
efficiency
of the
engine, much, much better.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%. I think they can get that mileage. Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. It's been a good one.
Sure, Jake. Bye-bye.
Thanks, John. All right, it's 831. We've got one line open at 303-713-7600. 831, 29 minutes in front of 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. And talking about gasoline mileage, let's find out what's going on with traffic. Here's Bailey and a look at Progressive traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Big problems for your drive this morning. Eastbound I-70, not the place you want to be. And if you're headed that way, give yourself plenty of time. We have a crash blocking the left lane at Brighton Boulevard. Also have a car on fire eastbound I-70 right before Sheridan. And we have a new accident coming in, also eastbound I-70, this one at Monaco. Now, crews are clearing a crash on the ramp from eastbound I-76 onto southeastbound I-270. And we're still southbound I-25 from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. Northbound I-25, we're a little slow because of a car with a flat tire blocking the left lane near Colorado Boulevard and around town. Seeing a busy ride on the diagonal Foothills Parkway and Highway 93. Turnpike actually looking pretty good. A little slow Denver bound from Sheridan to Pecos. Now checking the forecast. Patchy fog this morning. That should burn off in just a few. Then sunny skies this afternoon with highs near 80. Right now it's 53 degrees. Find rapid screen mobile emissions testing today and tomorrow at I-25 and Spear, I-76 and 88th Avenue, Foothills Parkway and Pearl and Boulder, I-76 and Sheridan, and I-25 and Lincoln. And you can learn more at Eric Steve, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's for dinner?
A donation to Katrina victims?
Go to rescue.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise. Their loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control, and you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief, but medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Area fog before 9 a.m. Otherwise partly sunny, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 78. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. We're talking about gasoline prices, and we're also talking about fuel-efficient automobiles and about the fact that we're in love with our cars. Gas, by the way, has dropped 20 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks. Let's go to Cliff in Aurora. Cliff, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting.
What about compressed air cars?
What about compressed air cars?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Well, I hadn't either until a couple of years ago on CNN. I was watching a little tiny soundbite came by, and it piqued my curiosity. They apparently had a fleet of them going in Brazil and taxi cabs in Kenya, so I went to look to see if they had a website, and they did. And everything I know about them is positive, of course, because it's promotional, and there may be some huge caveat against them. But they seem to be very encouraging. They actually clean the air. They cost about $1.50 to $2 to fill them up. But you use electrical energy. You don't get anything for nothing. But if you can do it with house power if you're wired for 220. if you wanted to, say, open a fleet of vehicles, you could buy all these, like, for cabs or couriers or something like that. The cost retails about $7,000 on them.
How big are they?
They're not golf carts, but they're not huge. They, if you've got a fixation like I do on an SUV, there's not much you can do about that. But you don't need it for everywhere you go, right?
Yeah, but
I hear you.
I just have a happening car. You know, that's all I can tell you. I got a happening car.
Well, gearheads are going to be gearheads, my friend, and there's nothing you can do about that. You know, but that's not everybody on Earth. I'd have one and reserve my SUVs for longer, more important trips.
So these things cost $7,000 a piece.
Well, if it's all true, you know, all I can tell you is, I think it's called MDI technology. If you've got an email address, I could give you a hyperlink or something like that.
Yeah, why don't you? You can go to the website at am760.net and send me an email.
Okay, that sounds real cool.
And I'd love to look at it.
I'm curious. The thing is, I was expecting a follow-up from somebody, and there was never anything except that one old thing on CNN. So I don't know, but it really looks pretty good.
All right, well,
I'll read on paper, you know.
I'll definitely check it out.
Okay, I'll try and get you an email.
All right, Cliff, thanks, man.
Bye.
Let's go to Todd in Westminster. Todd, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I was curious that you haven't talked at all about flex fuel cars, or have you?
No, I haven't.
You being from Chicago, or so you said a little bit ago, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not from there, but I live there, right.
Oh, you live there, okay. I have an aunt and uncle that live in Minnesota. That's where I'm originally from, and they both drive flex fuel cars. They're E85 compatible. Have you heard of that?
No. What is that?
E85 is 85% ethanol and 15% petroleum gasoline. I was hoping that David sounded very knowledgeable. David in Boulder. I was hoping that he would chime in about that a little bit. They both have my uncle has an SUV. And my aunt has a Ford pickup. They're both E85 compatible. When I was up there in June, I want to say gasoline was $2.39 a gallon. And, of course, I had a rental car, but they both have E85 compatible cars. They paid approximately $1.62 per gallon. And, of course, the 85% ethanol, that's corn ethanol. So from my point of view, you're helping the farmers. Using more of that gasoline, that ethanol-based gasoline. And it also burns cleaner. I've known that for years. It's a renewable resource.
Well, how do you get your car equipped to do? How do you get your car equipped to be E85 efficient?
I've been told that most dealers can do that. It costs $2,000-$3,000 to switch your car over. You know, make it compatible for both. So you can put gasoline. I mean, obviously, there's some places around the area. I haven't seen any pumps here that are E85. But when I was in Minnesota, almost everywhere I went, there was an E85 pump. You know, you got the three nozzles there at various gas stations, two or three, whatever, and you had an option to use E85.
Yeah, because so, I never heard of it until you brought it up.
I haven't seen it anywhere around here. I've understood that it's very popular in the Midwest. And heck, if you're paying $1.62 a gallon versus $3.20 like a week ago, then it's a no-brainer. The other thing is, I saw a program on the History Channel about a week ago that in Brazil they're using cars that run on 100% sugar ethanol. And all cars coming into the country are required to be flex fuel cars, so that they have the ability to run on the ethanol-based product. Now, of course, Brazil is obviously a different type of government than we have here, but
yeah.
But still, it's their country stepping up to say, "Hey, we're going to reduce auto emissions, and this is one way we're going to do it." Of course, their economy is also based heavily upon the sugarcane industry.
Yeah, well, you know, it sounds good, but you know, where do you think the average person would cough up $3,000 to get their car converted?
Maybe not. Honestly, I have not. I have a 98 Ford Taurus, but I might. I've got high miles. My next car will be an E85 compatible car. I hope that certainly if there's any other listeners, I hope they chime in on this as well. I'd like to know more about it or get other points of view. But thank you for the line this morning.
Hey, you got it, man. Thanks for calling in.
Good day. You're
all right.
Bye.
You too. One free line now, 303-713-7600. All right. We're talking about, I guess, fuel alternatives. And I wonder if there are any other quote-unquote gearheads out there like myself. Just, you know, in love with your automobile. What more can you say? 303-713-7600. We'll go to open phones right after 9 o'clock.
With special savings. Call 1-888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I love the radio station. I hope it continues and it really gives a voice to the people who are out there like us, and that voice needs to be heard.
I love Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
Love Jay Marvin, too. Jay's great in the morning.
To Randy.
He's offering their famous lunch buffet for dinner. Check this incredible offer out for an amazing low price of only $6.99. You can enjoy six delicious and different Colorado-style mountain pies. In addition to eating as much pizza as you like, this great offer includes the soup and salad bar and Bojo's famous dessert pizza. And if you've got a family, this is ideal for you. Children 3 and under eat for free, and children 4 to 12 years old are only $2.99. And this is a limited-time special, good only Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. to 8:30 in the evening. So don't forget about this special that's going on at Bojo's. I'm telling you, it's a great place to take the family or yourself, and the food there is just great. Mary and I and a couple of friends went here a couple of Fridays ago, and we just loved it. And the salad bar is great, and the pizza is great, and you can order it by the pound. I mean, it's great. Stop by the local Bojo's near you, Highlands Ranch, C470 and University.
Tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-226-9008. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection, king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
What do you want to do tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro team. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
Wait.
Happy New Year!
Jim?
It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand-new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomhd.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson. Happy New Year!
Good morning, 848, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Areas of fog and cloudiness, and then that's all going to burn off. We should have a high today near 78. 303-713-7600, J. Marvin here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, and we're talking about cars and our love of automobiles, gas prices, which have been going down 20%. I keep saying that, and that's wrong. It's 20 cents a gallon it's dropped in the last 2 weeks. But still, it's expensive. Let's go to Michelle in the Springs. Michelle, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Yes. Are you there?
I certainly am.
I just wanted to let people know about Blue Sun Biodiesel out of Fort Collins. They are a company up there that works with local farmers to grow canola oil. You can go to their website, and there aren't a whole lot of places where you can actually get their gas. There are a few. It's actually diesel. There's like one place in Denver out in Commerce City, but they're all over Colorado. You know, they're working with canola oil to make diesel, which lowers our need for foreign oil.
Yeah, the problem there, like you said, is just availability.
Right, right. So if we continue to go to these places, we'll increase the demand for it. And Blue Sun Biodiesel will have to open more stores.
But you got to get a diesel automobile, right?
Yes, you have to have an automobile that runs on diesel.
Yeah, but both my cars do not run on diesel.
Well, it is not a hybrid, we run a huge Dodge pickup on diesel. It gets probably 23 miles per gallon. It's not, obviously it's a way of getting around, going with the hybrid vehicles, still having the big vehicles that we love, and reducing our need for foreign oil if we can increase this kind of demand.
Well, are you running your truck on this diesel?
Whenever we can. And also the prices are comparable right now to regular diesel because the diesel prices are so high. There's also a conversion that you can do on a regular diesel vehicle that you can either put a conversion on your vehicle or you can make your own fuel source. It's out of Greece. Unfortunately, my computer's not running right now. I cannot look up the website, but you can do your own search online. Like a Greasel, I think it's a guy out of Wisconsin who makes these conversions to put on your vehicle. Then you can actually rely on your McDonald's and Burger King to help fuel your vehicle.
Well, better to fuel the vehicle than fuel me. All right, Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
These alternatives are all great, and every time I have this topic, every time we talk about it, people come up with these alternatives. But, the problem is, for a lot of us, it's availability, and it's just simpler. It's easier to get gasoline. And, we need to drive in this country for more fuel-efficient cars. But, who's going to lean on us and make us do this? Christoph in Conifer, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Christoph.
A lot of good points being made this morning. I'd like to make a few more.
Sure, do it.
Hopefully they're good. A couple things we need to look at is it's great to be looking at alternative fuels and stuff, like the engineer who called earlier. And I knew he was an engineer because he keeps graphs and charts. Is that, the heat latency in gasoline is why we use it mostly. So we need to design a technology that doesn't require internal combustion to roll something down the road. So that's a long-term goal. That could be our space program type goal. And in the meantime, we do need to go after lots of alternative fuels. And there are lots of options. But we have a huge infrastructure in the way. We got auto companies that are not willing to change over their products. And the consumer's being blamed for it because we're not buying or asking for the right stuff. We got gas station in every corner in this country. and they're not willing to change over because of the, you know, the cost to their business and the damage it could do to their business. There's a couple things. And then beyond that, as far as fuel use, of all the oil that comes to this country, less than half is used for transportation, and a huge part of that is used running all these Walmart and Home Depot trucks you see on the highway every time you go out. So, you know, we can blame the consumer all we want, and it's great that the consumers are thinking about it, but I think there are some other areas that really have a lot more to do with the high consumption in this country.
Well, look at the demand for home heating oil in the wintertime.
Yeah. The Northeast, I mean, they're going to be hitting a severe recession this winter because, I mean, they got their home heating fuels are more the crude stuff, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's something that's never discussed. But I think the most immediate place that people feel the impact, other than home heating oil, is they feel it in the amount of money they pay for gasoline.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're kind of lucky in this country because our government has been complicit with some of these big corporations and keeping fuel prices just low enough that we don't have an incentive to turn over, and we're not creating extra revenue for the government to take the lead. A friend of mine just got back from Norway. They're paying almost $8 a gallon, but 67% of their per gallon price goes to taxes, and they're one of the most oil-rich countries on the planet.
What kind of cars do they drive there?
And they almost none, and they drive small cars.
Well, see, but for a lot of us, you know, small cars, it just doesn't work.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a plumbing contractor, and I have to drive a big pickup just so I can keep, you know, half of what I need with me at all
times.
Yeah,
exactly.
And, you know, there's a lot of business guys like me that they depend on big vehicles. But I guess one of the points I'm trying to make is I'm tired of hearing from our politicians and other people that it's the consumer's fault that we're in this mess.
See, I never thought it was the consumer's fault. Here's where I think the fault lies. I think the fault lies in the federal government. Because the federal government doesn't set any kind of an agenda for better fuel standards.
Oh, that's right. I mean, you brought up Jimmy Carter. He was the only president we've ever had really talk about this in a serious fashion. And they laughed him out of the office. You know, when he asked us to keep our thermostats down and,
right.
and you know, to get better fuel mileage, we thought he was an idiot. Well, I didn't, but a lot of the country did. And it was a big mistake then because we wouldn't be having the problems in the Middle East and half the terrorist problems that we have now if we'd have been smart about it then, 30 years ago.
And that's why we should start talking about it. Hey, thank you, Christoph. Appreciate it, man.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Ed.
One thing I did, I think 3 years ago, I got a push mower. And I've got a, you know, I live here in Denver in town, and I've just got a small lawn, which most people have. And I've been really, really satisfied with what I can do with just a push mower. And it probably weighs less than your usual gas-powered lawnmower. They cost like anywhere from $80 to $100. You can get them at Home Depot and various places. And used to, when you and I grew up, because I'm about the same age you are, they used to weigh a ton. They were.
Yeah, they were.
They were like solid steel, and now they have. They have plastic components, like the wheels are this really hard, durable plastic, but they don't weigh like they used to. They're easy to use, and it saves money. And the other thing I want to talk about was, you're right about Congress. I mean, they're giving incentives to the gas companies in this transportation bill to look for more gas. And if we took some of those incentives and put it into alternative fuel research, like diesel fuel or just some of the others that mentioned this morning, you know, we'd be ahead of the game. We could develop technologies that we could be selling to other countries as gas runs out.
I agree. You know, even if we even just did this, even if we just compelled the automakers to get better gas mileage, better fuel consumption standards, I mean, even there, that would help out.
Well, it's not going to happen with this administration and this Congress. So, like you, I say we got to get out there next year, and we have got to change this Congress.
Yeah, I agree.
These guys out of there, because we can't get things done like an investigation of the Abu Ghraib prison torture. We can't get an investigation of FEMA. We can't get any of that done with this Congress because they just protect this administration and its graft and its incompetency. So, you know, we need to start working on getting the vote out now.
I agree. We should all start thinking about 06 and then thinking about 08. I'm with you 100%. Thanks, man. Ed, great call.
Take care.
All right. All right, we're going to open phones coming up next hour. If you want to talk about this or anything else you want to talk about, it's fine with me at 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Independence, EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. This is KKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. The post-Rita cleanup begins in Texas and Louisiana, but as we hear from CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick, it's going to take a while even to get to the flooded areas of southwestern Louisiana.
The storm surge from Hurricane Rita pushed water from the Gulf into towns like Henry. Area residents were stunned at how high the waters rose.
It's Ross's new house right there. They said it was almost to the roof yesterday.
Jude Duhon was heading to town to rescue a cousin's trapped dog, but we also picked up two parakeets that some residents had rescued from their home and handed over. These sugarcane and rice fields are still underwater, along with many of the homes here, and helicopters are still surveying the damage by air.
Residents of New Orleans are heading home once again. Mayor Ray Nagin says residents of the Algiers area, which has power, water, and sewer services, can begin coming back now, and owners of businesses in the Central Business District can start cleaning up. The rest of the city, at least for now, remains under mandatory evacuation orders. The power is coming back on in Texas in Rita's wake. Entergy spokeswoman Yolanda Pollard.
We have about 281,000 customers restored, with a total of 261,800 customers without power in southeast Texas and the suburbs north of Houston.
But more than 200,000 Louisiana residents remain without electricity. President Bush is getting a briefing at the Emergency Operations Center of the Department of Energy. We check in live with CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer for the latest.
Chris, as the president wraps up his Energy Department update, the White House reports no sign of significant damage to Texas petrochemical facilities from Hurricane Rita. The president speaking right now, and he does remain concerned.
You have a Hurricane Katrina followed by a Hurricane Rita. It's natural, unfortunately, that it's going to affect supply.
There are concerns now about power outages and other problems at refineries walloped by Hurricane Katrina, but again, no major damage apparently from Rita. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Three GIs killed by roadside bombs in Iraq in two separate attacks. And reporter Pete Gao tells us five school teachers were among 16 Iraqis killed by insurgents today.
In a sickening attack by insurgents dressed as police officers, five Shia school teachers have been kidnapped and executed in the school where they worked. As students and teachers left the school near Hilla, the five male teachers, along with the driver of their minibus, were stopped at gunpoint. They were marched back into the school, lined up against a wall, and shot. It's not believed any children were present during the killings. Pete Gow, CBS News, Baghdad.
The housing market still sizzling. Sales of previously owned homes reached their second highest level ever last month, and home prices rose at the fastest rate in 26 years. Wall Street, Dow up 61. This is CBS News.
Living with cataracts? Take care with Similisan Cataract Care Eye Drops. Finally, healthy relief for the symptoms of diagnosed cataracts is available over-the-counter. While only surgery can remove cataracts, Similisan Homeopathic Cataract Care stimulates your eye's natural ability to temporarily relieve cataract symptoms. Plus, Similisan is safe to use with no known side effects. Cataract relief shouldn't be hard to find, and now it isn't. Look for Similisan in the eye care section of your local retailer. Take care. Similisan Cataract Care. Read and follow label directions.
509,107 thunderstorm lovers. 449,775 travelers.
Bonjour.
19 shower singers.
With 15 million passionate people, Match.com has the one for you. No wonder we've inspired more marriages than any other site. Visit Match.com today and get started with our 3-day free trial. See site for offer details.
We're still seeing a few problems for your ride this morning. Southbound 225, have a wreck on the left shoulder just past I-70. And northbound 225, are jamming from Parker Road. That's because of a multi-car crash just north of Islip. Emergency crews are blocking the left lane with that one as they try to clear it out of your way. I-25 still jamming in both directions as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. I-70 slowed eastbound from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. And the turnpike a little slow Denver bound from Federal over to Pecos. Looking at the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 80s right now, 55 degrees. Stop by Guyrie's for their interior decorating sale. Save up to 50% on wallpaper, 30% on fabrics, and 25% on decorative accessories through October 3rd. Hunter Douglas Window Fashions are also on sale. Guyrie's also offers fine art supplies and color consulting. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is, I guess, what happens when you've been doing radio for this long a time and you're Rush Limbaugh.
I think the left has been waiting for the next terrorist attack.
This is a sick man.
I hope he gets the kind of psychiatric help that he needs.
Folks, do you know that we are winning the war in Iraq?
Oh, geez, we got a report here. This is Rush is a moron.
That's why we're here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Escape the rush.
You'll be glad you did.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Partly sunny, then becoming gradually sunny with a high near 78. Jay Marvin here, and 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, if you want to continue the conversation about gasoline prices and about fuel, or if you want to get into anything else, including intelligent design, there's this evolution debate case that's headed to the Pennsylvania courts. I didn't really get into it this morning. 80 years after the Scopes Monkey trial, the latest legal chapter in the debate over the teaching of evolution in public schools is to unfold in federal court. The Dover Area School District on Monday. 5600, I got four open lines, so jump on them and use them here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. By the way, if you're going to the Broncos game, Broncos host Kansas City tonight, Monday Night Football, if you're going to the Broncos game, I'll be at the Bronco Barn between about 4:30 and 7 o'clock tonight. So stop by. I think it's like $5 to get in. And I've never even been to one of these, so I don't have any idea what goes on there. So we'll have to just go find out together what this is all about. See what goes on there. I have to admit it to you, I am not the world's biggest football fan. I mean, I followed football and baseball when I was a kid. I'm more of a baseball fan than I am a football fan. And, of course, professional wrestling. I used to love professional wrestling. All right, the lines are full, but where are the calls? You got to give me the calls here. Oh, all right, let's go to Al on a cell phone. Al, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How are you, sir?
Hey, Al, how are you doing, pal?
Fine, thanks. I want to weigh in on the gas prices and automobiles in general.
Do it.
You know, Ed Schultz talks a lot about E85. I went on the online and Googled E85 in Colorado. Came up with a lot of information. E85 is 85% gasoline and 15% alcohol.
Right.
What's good about now the site is it will actually tell you what models are flex fuel vehicles and what aren't.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it takes it by the manufacturer and then breaks it down by the model. And then I specifically, since I drive a Dodge truck, went into the Daimler Chrysler side. And by VIN number, it will show you what digit to look up to see if it's a flex fuel automobile.
Is your truck a flex fuel automobile?
Regretfully not. I'm running a 5.7 Hemi, and they are not. I would be using it. I've been in the car business for like 35 years, and in the parts and service end of it.
Right.
And, you know, as I see E85. You know, when I started in this business, Brazil ran their automobiles on 100% almost alcohol in 1969.
Hmm.
As I progress in the business, I really believe that E85 is the answer, or even stronger, because not only does it give better emissions, it helps the farmers grow the product, it helps the distillers distill the product. I mean, to me, it looks like it's a win-win-win situation.
The only trouble is a lot of us drive cars that are not E85 capable.
Well, that's true. That's why I'm suggesting that the listeners go onto the site and check their cars to see, because like on the Dodges and the Chryslers, the 2.7 engines are flex fuel. There are a lot of Stratuses and Neons and that size car that can run it, that nobody even knows about.
Well, you know, it's a great idea. Do you know what the exact URL of the website is, or do they just Google E85?
Well, I'm sorry, Jerry, I don't have the URL, but what I Googled was E85 in Colorado, or for sale in Colorado, one of the two.
Okay.
So that's what I have to say this morning. I appreciate your time. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem, Al. Have a great day, man. Thanks for chiming in.
You bet. See you later.
All right. Let's go to Bill in Boulder. Bill, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hello, Bill.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think I've got a quick solution for the gas problem. For instance, when I listen to your show, I get a lot of gas.
Yeah, I usually get a lot of gas from people like you, too. Thank you. As a matter of fact, your leader right now is spewing gas, George Bush, who now says, by the way, that we need an energy policy and that unnecessary driving would be helpful. Duh. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
All right. Say, professional wrestling. Jay.
That was years ago.
Yeah, I know, Jay. That stuff is all fake.
Of course.
Yeah, me too. I've lost interest in football and baseball. All I do is hold on to those cubbies. I just hold on. I'll go to my grave.
Yeah, you got to wait a long time, man, for something to happen with the Cubs.
Right. Well, I just wanted to comment. I take a different view on the whole gas situation. I honestly... And I'm as much to blame. We are to blame, the American public. You know,
I don't know that we are.
Well, the reason I say that is because it's like you say, we're all in love with our cars. We want to jump in them, go wherever we want to go, do the speeds we want to do. You know, I'm doing like 65 or less now on highways, and people are just flying by me at 80 on all of them. It's like people. It's like. Well, you know, we've hit a crisis. What is it going to take for people to really start conserving?
And well, but wait a minute. Why do you take the onus off the car makers to produce vehicles that get better gas mileage?
Well, no. I'm just saying that we're as much to blame as the oil industry, as the car makers. I mean, the Japanese, they're always way ahead of us as far as mileage goes, and now they're going to be ahead of us in the number of hybrids they're going to build, you know. I mean, yeah, the car industry is just as much to blame. But, I mean, we have to take our responsibility, too. I mean, people want to live out in Greeley and Weld County and drive into Denver and back. And, you know, I mean, we really got to take a look at our own use of the car and how we use gas. But, yeah, we got to improve. The car industry has to improve mileage also. But they seem to be hooked into the oil industry. I don't know. I just think, though, we got to do what we can do to help ourselves out, because, you know, at $3 a gallon, it's going to stay around there, and we're going to be forced to conserve, you know?
Well, I mean, I agree with all of that about conserving, and I agree that we need an energy policy. But to me, one of the big things is you got to force the automakers to start producing more fuel-efficient automobiles that get higher gas mileage.
Well, and the only way that's going to happen is if we keep buying foreign. We keep buying foreign, and we keep buying little cars. You know, this argument that you put out about, you know, people can't... Oh, you know, when we were kids, I'm probably about your age. I'm 57. We were a family of four. We had small cars. We did fine. you know, we got around fine. We took vacations in them. We went from Illinois to
Wisconsin. Those cars weren't that small when you look back on it. Those cars were big hunks of steel on wheels.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, I've driven all kinds of small cars. I've never gotten into accidents. You know, it's like people have got to get away from their fears and realize you got to do what you got to do for yourself in this day and age to force the car industry. You know, we may have to buy smaller cars to get better gas mileage, like they do in Europe. You know, it's a shame what's going on over in China, India. If those people don't sell small cars, you know, like they do in Europe, if they're buying big honkers over there in China and India, they're going to face the same problems we have because we went to such big things, big vehicles, you know. So I think we got to do what the Europeans do. I mean, the Europeans really get it. They really get it. They drive their small cars. They do fine. And that's kind of the things we got to look at.
All right, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay. You take care.
Okay, you too. So 9:15, 15 minutes after 9, I got a line open at 303-713-7600, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. More open phones coming up.
Millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects. And some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it. That you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyrofusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in house mixes. Try the blazing hot pyro tea. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties. It's that time of year again. Call 303-7-WINDOW-NOW to get 40% off American Exterior's quality replacement windows that will save you money on energy bills, add value to, and beautify your home. You simply won't find a better quality window at a better price. So if you need to replace your windows, call 303-7-WINDOW and get 40% off their quality replacement windows. For more details, go to AmericanExteriorsInc.com. Not valid with any other offer. Restrictions apply. American Exteriors, 40% off windows, siding, and doors.
In the next 30 seconds, AutoGlassNational.com can help you get one of the things off your to-do list. That cracked or broken windshield in your car can be fixed today. AutoGlassNational.com is friendly, fast, and dependable. Click the banner in your player now for a fast, free quote with no obligation. You'll see the price on your screen in a few seconds. They can also help with all your residential and commercial glass needs. Let AutoGlassNational.com get that windshield off your to-do list.
Cursing at your cursor? Plagued by villainous viruses?
Let Computer Superheroes come to your rescue. Computer Superheroes provides personalized, prompt, and reasonably priced computer service and support for your home or home office. By phone or in person, hardware or software, there is no task too great or too small. If dealing with technology seems like fighting the forces of evil, call Computer Superheroes today at 720-205-5250. That's 720-205-5250, or click on the banner inside your media player.
They got everything you can think of. And they've got Laros out there. I mean, they've got automobiles out there that get great gas mileage. Or if you're thinking about buying a second car. Or maybe you need something, a minivan. Or an SUV. Whatever, wherever you're thinking about, Rocky's got you covered with the largest selection of cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. And they've got all. They've got all this stuff. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And you can see the entire inventory, or most of it, on Rocky's Autos. Put an S after auto. Autos, rockysautos.com, plus pre-qualify for a car loan. And right now, their matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and man, you've got $3,000 down. And they cover you with their worry-free protection program from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Good folks at Rockies, too, like my friends Colby and Roger and Spanky and Marv and Tom Alshear. Get out there and see them. They're out there and ready to help you. They're open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Mary and I have bought four cars from Rockies and just bought one a couple of months ago. And have had nothing but just the best service and good luck. And they're just good.
571-0077 today.
1 year older. 1 year bolder. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 920. 20 minutes after 9. AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk. Areas of fog should burn off right after 9 o'clock and then become sunny with a high near 78. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. J. Marvin here, and it's good to have you along. Let's go to Glenn in the Springs. Glenn, you're on.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good, Glenn. How about you?
Well, you know, I'm feeling jealous. I'm the conservative Republican out here, and I'm the only one that doesn't have an SUV. So I'm going to have to run out and buy one of those babies.
What do you drive?
Well, I've got a Astro van, so it's kind of like a box on wheels. But I'm not a car person, so I admit an Astro van
kind of qualifies, doesn't it?
Well, it's a company vehicle, so I don't pay for the gas. Thank God.
Oh, well, you're in great shape.
Actually, I was calling in about the intelligent design thing. I don't know if you want to.
Sure. Go. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to inform your callers, because probably a lot of them are not intelligent design folks or creationists. Now, there's a big difference. There are creationists like me that believe in the authority of the Scripture, and we look at the scientific evidence that way. But just to be fair to intelligent design folks, you have to understand they're not really in the same camp with creationists. I know a lot of the arguments, they try to make it science against religion, that kind of thing. But a lot of your intelligent design folks out there are actually atheists.
How is that possible?
Well, okay, I'll try to give you real quick. If you go back to the Scopes trial, which you mentioned a few minutes ago, all the scientific evidence that was presented at the Scopes trial back in 1925 has all been discounted by modern-day evolutionists. Not by creationists, not by fanatical religionists, but by evolutionists themselves, because just good science has proven all that so-called evidence back there. Some of it was fraud, some of it was just error. But what most people don't understand, those of us that don't follow this real close, that's been the history throughout the whole evolutionary debate. Evolutionists, they start with the idea that we have to figure out how everything came to be naturally. Okay, so they're starting with that bias, where I start with the bias, there's a creator. But what happened, I'll give you a perfect example. The gentleman just died. Sir Francis Crick won the Nobel Peace Prize for science, for genetics. He discovered the genome, the genetic code, all that. I mean, a brilliant scientist, devout atheist. Before he died, he wrote, "There is absolutely no way that I can remain an evolutionist knowing what I know about the complexity of the genome."
Well, I would do that too if I were about ready to die.
He died an atheist. What he said was there must be that an alien species from another planet with high intelligence came here and seeded this planet with life because it's too complex to have just naturally occurred by chance. So he remained an atheist, but he was a smart enough guy to say, wait a minute, looking at just the gene itself, there is no way that this could just come about. So what you have over the years, you've got a lot of scientists that are now questioning a lot of the things. Darwin himself, now the fossil record was very young when he wrote
articles. Yeah, but I understand all of that. But, you know, the problem with it is that there is no major scientific study, credited scientific study, that shows that creationism or intelligent design, can account for the origins of man. Name me one credible scientific study that backs that up. It's all based on faith in the scriptures. And
you don't
believe the scriptures, you got to have faith.
See, now that's I'm a creationist, but I'm saying you will.
Well, then answer my question.
Well, what I'm doing, I'm looking at the scriptures and the scientific evidence. Wait a minute, now see if you can dismiss it, but
I just ask a question that you can't answer. Name me one scientific body of work that endorses the idea of either creationism or intelligent design.
Well, you want a list of the scientists that now are promoting intelligent design? It's growing. It's getting very big.
Yeah, but none of them belong to any credited organizations. None of them belong. I mean, none of them have presented any mainstream scientifically credited works.
Jay, you'll see as the debate gets bigger and the names become known and you hear
I have seen how the debate has become bigger, and I'm just asking you to name one, and you can't name them.
Okay, can you name a scientific study? Come on, the journals? Or you want me to name
I'm just saying that what the intelligent design people do, which is a Trojan horse for creationism, what they do is they present these studies, but these studies that they present, if you break them down, you find out that they're not scientifically credited.
Can I give you one then?
Okay, sure.
And it's a little backwards, but National Geographic, I like that magazine. I've collected them over the years. A couple years ago, they did a beautiful spread on the proof that birds evolved from dinosaurs. Some of your callers may remember that, your listeners. Like 11, 12 pages, charts, diagrams, the whole thing. A couple months later, they had a little tiny paragraph saying, oops, we made a mistake. The one fossil turned out to be a composite of a bird fossil and a dinosaur fossil. Now, how many people, how many kids, how many school kids are looking at that 11-page with the beautiful pictures and the charts and everything else, believing this is fact, when the scientists actually made a mistake? The worst thing is, the Asian research leader that did the whole study, and it was never published in National Geographic, it turned out it was a fraud. He actually, deceived everybody to do it.
So your point would be what?
The point is that you have to understand that the debate is almost to the religious level where evolutionists, now the good atheistic scientists, are questioning evolution.
You know, you keep saying that, but I don't see any evidence of that. I don't see any. You know, of all the major articles that I've read about this subject, not one has any major scientist coming out and saying that they endorse the idea of intelligent design or creationism.
But have you ever gone to answersingenesis.org?
No. Who runs answersingenesis.org?
Who's
responsible for the website?
That is a creationist website.
Oh, okay. Now, no wonder I'm not going to go there.
No, because what you're saying is if a creationist says, here's a scientific study done by an atheist scientist over in Australia or England, you're going to discount it. Why? Not because why not? If it came from an atheist,
I'm going to discount it because it's not mainstream science, and what it's doing is it's trumping mainstream science with ideology, and I'm not going to buy that.
And I don't think
there's a lot of other people that are going to buy it either.
Well, so the National Geographic, that mistake that was made, or I should say that fraud that was made by that agency,
you endorse the idea that the Earth is, what, 6,000 years old?
Right, 6,000 to 10,000 years old.
Yeah, see, I don't buy that, and show me a major scientific study that backs up the fact that the Earth is 6,000 years old.
Well, you know what's so funny? You know who came up with the column, the geologic column? The gentleman that came up with that
was a lawyer. He wasn't even a geologist. But
well, I'm not questioning that. I'm asking you, show me a major scientific organization that backs the idea that the Earth is 6,000 years old. There isn't any out there. Because what it is, and this administration does it too, is they trump science with ideology. In the end, what that does is that just harms this country. It doesn't help us.
So you're saying that any scientific evidence that you find that questions the
no, that's not what I said.
Okay,
what
but
I
where
said
would
was,
that come out?
What I said
where
was
it,
what I said was if it comes out of a religious organization that trumps science for ideology, it is not legitimate. It is not legitimate science, and there are no legitimate science organizations. American Scientific American, for instance, would never run an article about intelligent design. Or
absolutely.
Creationism.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct. But what you're not admitting to is that the bias that they have. I mean, it's a closed group where if you're a scientist, says, wait a minute, I question what everybody else has been thinking here. I mean, again, most of us are not involved in this where we don't see that you can't find two evolutionists that agree on anything.
No, the worst part about all of this is that the intelligent design and creationism is a Trojan horse to get religion into the schools.
Well, again, I know a lot of atheist intelligent design guys that would be very upset to hear you
well,
say that.
Let them be as upset as they want to, but that's what it is, because it's all based on the Bible and it's based on the scriptures, and the scriptures are not a scientific guide. All right, I appreciate the call, but I'm out of time. Thank
all right,
you.
Take
and,
care.
Yeah, you too. Have a good day. 929 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. More of your calls coming up. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Still dealing with a couple problems on 225 southbound. Had a wreck off to the left shoulder just past I-70, so we have a little bunching there. Northbound 225, jams from Parker Road because of a multi-car crash just north of ILEP. Now emergency crews blocking the left lane as they're getting that one out of your way. I-25, still seeing a slow ride in both directions as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. I-70, a little sluggish between Pecos and Brighton Boulevard if you're headed eastbound. And the Turnpike slows eastbound between Federal and Pecos. But all in all, pretty nice drive out there. Checking the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 80s. Right now we're at 56 degrees. Save time on your weekly grocery shopping with Home Shop by King Soopers. Just log on to kingsoopers.com and look for the Home Shop logo. You can have your favorite groceries delivered in 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What's for dinner?
A donation to Katrina victims?
Go to restaurantsforrelief.com.
There are 9 Purina One formulas in all, and there's one that's just right for your dog. I mean, we found one that was right for Coco when she was a puppy. We found one right for Jackson when he was a puppy. And as now that they're adult dogs, or Jackson's an adult dog, Coco's still kind of in the puppy stage, but as Coco moves into being an adult dog, we'll switch it to adult Purina One formula. And you know what? I'm so sure that you're going to like this. How about if I offer you a free bag? 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Or 1-888-606.
Millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-991-7748. That's 1-800-991-7748. 1-800-991-7748.
Worry is emotional torture. It consumes you and robs you of happiness and peace of mind. Anxiety is worry gone out of control. And you can't help it. It tears at your nerves and rips at your heart. It makes your mind race in circles and keeps you from enjoying the moment. Sometimes people turn to medication or alcohol for relief. But medications can have negative side effects, and some medications, as well as alcohol, can be addictive, causing more problems. Anxiety and the worry that goes with it ruins relationships and careers and tears families apart. And people that love you, they tell you to just stop it, that you're doing it to yourself, but you can't because you don't know how. I can show you how.
I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me send you a powerful free tape that will provide you with insight and hope.
For this wonderful free tape, call 1-800-550-6146. That's 1-800-550-6146.
Hemingway's Key West Grill. Click here for a deal. Buy one, get one free entree. Hemingway's offers the freshest selection king crab, fresh fish, and oysters. Only 75 cents during happy hour. Click here now to get a free entree. Hemingway's features $3 premium drinks during happy hour, 3 till 7, and again from 11 to 2, 7 days a week. Click now for this great buy one, get one deal. Hemingway's Key West Grill on Gaylord Street. It's like a Florida vacation without the shark repellent.
Happy New Year!
Jim? It's still summer.
Well, yeah, but 2006 is here now at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson and see the huge selection of brand new 2006 models in stock now. Plus, the new fall line of genuine Harley-Davidson apparel is in, too. Freedom Harley-Davidson is on Colfax, two blocks west of Wadsworth. Or check freedomh-d.com for more info. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride at Freedom Harley-Davidson.
Happy New Year!
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Club Sky presents Pyro Fusion Fridays. Watch fire dancers as they perform every Friday night at Club Sky. DJ Devastate will heat up the dance floor with the hottest top 40 in-house mixes. Try the blazing hot Pyro TV. All at Club Sky, located above Jackson's and Lodo. Visit maxnights.com for more details. Don't know where to go tonight? Log on to maxnights.com and get VIP passes and special invites to Denver's premier parties.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Four barrel, because they didn't know about computers. They were scared to death, didn't know the electronics of it. It was a whole new ballgame. So by 87, 88, these cars turned out to be probably 10 miles a gallon more efficient than the carbureted cars. They were faster, and they've been going that direction ever since. Ford had done a great thing. They put overdrive with these fuel-injected cars and the computers, and the guys adjusted. All us drag racers learned how to do the computer. We got over it, and now a lot of the restoration guys are putting these 302 and 350 Chevrolets with the injection back into their retro cars, their old Falcons, their Fairlanes, their old Chevys, and it makes for a better deal all around. Where I'm going with this is that Detroit needed to be prodded into that.
That's right.
It was the CAFE standards that made them do it, and it scared the hell out of all of us. We just thought, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen with the cars? We won't be able to have our performance. We're going to all drive four- or six-cylinder cars, which I don't want to do. I want a car that has sufficient power to get me down the road and get good mileage. And somehow we need to deal with the automakers, prod them into it, make it, and maybe it's the new fuel prices, prod them into looking harder into how they're going to keep some performance up and get their mileage. And they can also do this with lighter weight body panels. It's not just the motor thing. It's a horsepower versus weight deal.
Right.
You got to get the car weight down. You got to streamline them. They're doing fairly good with the streamlining. Car weight can happen, but the Detroit doesn't seem to think that we're willing to pay for a good car to get good mileage and performance. I would gladly do that. I don't want to drive an underpowered car, especially as the speeds are on our highways now when people are going 85. That's way too fast, and usually the people that are doing that are the SUV guys just flying past you. But I want to be able to have a car that can cruise at 70.
I'm all with you 100% in what you're saying.
And you know what I'm coming from? I'm that odd gearhead guy that's a member of the Sierra Club, the Natural Resources Defense Council. I came from a conservative family back in Ohio. My father was on the State Wildlife Commission that actually set the rules for hunting and fishing and all that. So I'm bridging this gap, and it just frustrates the heck out of me to see Detroit waffling on this when they've got a great opportunity to jump all over the Japanese and get a head start on this on the hybrid cars and everything. Ford recently announced that by 2010, there's certain, I think 25% of their fleet will be hybrid. Well, that Bill Ford's probably the greenest auto industry executive there is, but we'll see if that's just hype or if that's going to go. But anyway, I just wanted to weigh in as a drag racer and environmentalist on the frustrations that I deal with in this. But I think that they need to be forced into making more efficient cars and not worried. Or they tell us it's going to cost us more. Well, that's our decision to see if we want to pay those prices. We always do. We always step up and pay for the price.
We will. We'll pay for it. And they need to. And they need to be. I'm with you. They need to be prodded into getting those CAFE standards cooking. And they need to. They need to be prodded into it. And this current administration doesn't seem to want to do any of that.
I agree. I hear you. Let me give you one more little thing about these the fuel injection and computers, the overdrive transmissions. A current a good Mustang will run what cars used to run in the 60s. So take, for example, a 427 Ford Fairlane. They were called Thunderbolts. It was a factory race car. They made 50 of them. Lightweight, plexiglass panels, fiberglass front ends and everything. Now you can buy any Mustang from now that's 10 to 15 years old and put an efficient motor in it. It will run faster than the mid-60s race cars did. And
wow.
These cars will get 25 to 30 miles a gallon on the street. They actually drive to the drag strip, race, and drive home.
Hmm.
It's a neat thing to go for, but we need to keep pushing the CAFE standards.
Yep, I agree 100%. Thanks, Ronnie. Great call.
Okay, thanks, Jake.
All right, you got it. Yeah, great call. We need to lean on the on the auto dealer, on the auto manufacturers to push those CAFE standards. Let's go to Glenn in Denver. Glenn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, you're a beacon of illuminescence and all this neocon agenda-driven argumentation. I love listening to
you. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're very kind.
Hey, I've called you before, and I know, but I've got to repeat this. I mean, I saw a show in December of 1999 about a man who fixed this entire problem. He created a hydrogen fuel cell conversion motor that gets 100 miles to the gallon, puts out 0% emissions by EPA standards, and a car will go 100 miles an hour. It performs like a normal car. I mean, this is the solution. You can fill your tank up with water. It uses 10% gasoline, and the only reason he chose to use gasoline was to include the petroleum industry. The guy that developed it's a double-digit billionaire, but he knew in order to get his engine even saw, he couldn't leave these people out of the picture, nor the car makers, so he just developed an engine. And in theory, it's pretty simple, because it just superheats and separates hydrogen from the oxygen molecules in water.
Well, who is this guy?
His name, it's either Bill Rosen or the brother of Bill Rosen. Together they started Compaq Computer Systems, and that's where they achieved their wealth. And his own money, through his own money, he hired 65 to 70 engineers. He hired a handful because he was an engineer in his own right and let them pick teams around themselves. Again, letting human beings pick their own decision-making that have the intelligence in the industry to create it. And with about 65 to 70 guys, they created an engine that was actually tested in buses in Atlanta in 92, and they worked beautifully.
I wonder why they don't mass market the things.
Well, for right now, in order to create one, you know, because of the way that it's designed and everything is custom made, it would probably be about $1 million per engine to put it in a car. But if one manufacturer, just one, adopted it, you know, they'd have to convert a couple of plants over, and they could create this engine. But imagine the heat they're going to take from the petroleum industry for even trying to build a car like this. It usually comes down to one thing, and that's money. And if you go back, there's a show, it was on Nova, like I said, they aired it in December of 1999. This thing's incredible. I mean, it's got a stainless steel disc in the bottom of the car that if you park your car, it'll spin for 6 weeks. It uses a centrifugal energy converted to kinetic energy to drive your car. I mean, this thing's perfect. Mm. And they tested it in a Saturn in 1999 across the salt flats, showing the guy drive it. I mean, it's an absolute cure. It's a solution, and I urge anybody out there to go look this up and try to find it. Because it's out there. And the company that he created is called Rosen Motors, R-O-S-E-N Motors. I believe that's the title of the show. I just wanted to reiterate that because I hear all this talking about a solution. The thing is, human beings do come up with a solution. This guy did this almost over half a decade ago, and the actual first tested motor was run over 10 years ago. But
well, it seems to me some major car manufacturers should start putting it in automobiles if it works good.
Well, it would, but like he said, he doesn't have the money to make an entire plant and try to convert it over. I mean, that costs hundreds of billions of dollars to try to do that. I mean, it would take GM and Ford together combined, you know, to actually take the step out and convert a plant over to do it. Now, one of the reasons why they'd be apprehensive about it, because, again, the motor's so simplistic, there's almost no moving parts to it. So when it comes to, like, you know, almost everything's designed in our industry and capitalism to have an incursion of repair cycles so that you keep investing back into that car. You know, if you go get a Cadillac and you get rid of
right.
it and you need a taillight, it costs you $400. The light's probably worth $6.
Yep, you got it.
And, again, it's all based on greed. So if someone were to do this, yeah, they would get an incredible hit on the amount of money that they would make on this car originally, which actually would help solve environmental problems, create tons of revenue for the company. But then the amount of heat they would take from their peers and the pressure industry around them would be unreal.
All right, man. Listen, I appreciate the call. I'm running out of time. But thanks. It's been a good one.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
And we'll Google that thing and see if we can find that Rosen Motors.
Yeah, like I said, it's on there.
You got it, man. 9:43, 17 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones underway.
Just for a year, no kidding. See store for details. Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
Tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-773-3118. That's 1-800-773-3118. 1-800-773-3118.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
Imagine becoming a millionaire by investing in real estate. Sound unbelievable? Well, I've engineered a proven system to help ordinary people make a fortune investing in real estate. Now I want to help you become rich too. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I'm going to send you a free tape to show you just how easy it is. That's right, absolutely free. With my simple techniques, you'll learn the secret to spotting deals that come along on average once a week. Whether you're just getting started or are a seasoned investor, my free tape will show you just how easy it is to become rich. Very rich. You owe it to yourself to evaluate my real estate investment system, and you can do it absolutely free. That's right, absolutely free. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-400-6096. That's 1-800-400-6096. 1-800-400-6096.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is on a free CD from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to
quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free CD on how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-322-1235. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-322-1235. 1-800-322-1235.
And let's get back to the telephones. We'll go to Bella in Boulder. Bella, you're on. Hello, Bella. 321.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. Good morning to you. And I heard a call, about the third call back or fourth call back from Colorado Springs on evolution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I head up a group called the Rocky Mountain Skeptics, and the group comes in contact with scientists and international atheist and skeptic groups throughout the world. And that gentleman grossly mischaracterized atheism and the science of evolution. It is unequivocally untrue that atheists are intelligent design people. There just isn't any. And evolution is not a matter of a person's opinion. So it doesn't matter what science is not based on what one individual says.
No, you're absolutely
specific time.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
If you go back into my past, you'll find all kinds of statements that I've made once or twice that I've regretted. And you can't base my entire life or generalize my entire life based on that one statement. It's a process. Evolution is a process. So both being processes, there are problems with both processes, and so you can't. These people tend to argue from exceptions. They'll find an exception in an atheist, and then overgeneralize based on an exception. They'll find an exception with evolution, a problem in evolution theory, and thereby overgeneralize that. Therefore, evolution doesn't.
Most mainstream scientists have rejected intelligent design and creationism as a theory.
I wouldn't even characterize it as a theory, because theory has a stronger standing in science. It's just a ideology, essentially.
Yeah, well, it's what I said. It's what I was saying to him, that faith and ideology trump science.
Yeah, and they use what's called a straw man argument and arguing by exception. They'll find an exception in evolutionary theory. That's a problem. It's all it is a problem in evolution theory. It does not invalidate evolution. And conversely, they'll find an exception in creation theory that seems to support creation theory. But the overall, most sciences, all sciences, support and converge on evolution. You need evolution, as is understood by the evolutionists, in order to be able to explain the universe as we know it, not just from a biological standpoint, but geological, astronomical, biochemical, you need evolution theory. He's either grossly naive or he's some kind of a plan to obfuscate the issue, because atheists do not believe in intelligent design. And intelligent design is an evolution of the creationist attempt to deconstruct evolution. They have gone through several phases. They went through a phase 10 years ago where they tried to get into the classrooms and teach it as a God-driven model. And there was a court case in Golden that we participated in where a student tried to have some evolutionary material thrown out and replaced by a God model. And they've lost that battle. So now they've gone back to the drawing board, and they've evolved. They personally have evolved to this give equal time to all models concept, which is
right.
So crazy.
Well, even President Bush endorses that idea.
I know. Well, I don't need to go. We don't have enough time to go into that.
All right. Hey, thank you, Bella.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
I appreciate the call.
Bye.
Let's go to Phil in Longmont. Phil, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay, how are you today?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I was earlier going to call about it for a different reason, but then listening to the fellow call in about evolution and the other guy calling and talk about this miracle motor, which I think he just got wrong. I've looked up that Rosen motor, and it does have a flywheel technology in it, but it runs on gas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing. It doesn't run on water. And that brings up an issue because there are a lot of free energy websites out there that, you know, say, you know, talk about, you know, miracle kind of energy from nowhere that people kind of buy into. And, in fact, they sucker people into, you know, investing money in their businesses and so on that they end up losing.
Mm.
And, you know, other websites where people can't tell, you know, that an ideology is being professed rather than actual science. And it brings up to me that people are really responsible for finding quality information if they're interested in something, not just to go with what sounds good to them on an emotional level.
You know what? I agree 100%. You got to always look at who's behind the information that you're checking into.
Yeah, I mean, and that is really the essence of science and the scientific, you know, discussion that's been going on for years. And it's very much a humble and unemotional, you know, discourse. I mean, people aren't out there, you know, for an ideological purpose. They're out there to actually, you know, find discernible truths in nature. I think it's great that people like Crick and even Einstein and then just about anybody else, you know, wants to raise questions about something more, you know, something underlying, something supernatural that might be responsible for the essence of everything. But science is really interested in that essence, that what is observable, what's verifiable. There's two different discrete areas that people have an interest in, and science just simply says, you know, we don't know what's unknowable. We're interested in what is knowable, and in science classes, you know, that's really what has to be taught.
Yep, I agree 100%. Phil, thank you, man. Great call.
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Lisa in Thornton. Lisa, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Jay, I just wanted to point out to a lot of people that are talking about the way they drive in Europe. Let's remember that France is the size of Montana.
Yeah, that's true.
Here in Colorado especially, we have higher performance vehicles so we can go up hills. I mean, none of those European vehicles could perform the way we need to get up the tunnel approach, for one thing. Another thing I want to bring up is the behemoth-size semis that are on the road. I mean, I'm not worried about being hit by a Suburban from behind, but sometimes those big, huge behemoth trucks.
Yeah, the semis.
Those semis are just driving like crazy, and it would be fine if it was just on the highway and they had to stay in the right lane, like they do in most eastern cities, or that they can't drive on certain highways. But here they can drive anywhere they choose, any speed they choose, and they are driving and getting 9 to 10 miles per gallon. Those semis are 10 times the size they were in the 50s. And, you know, we need to kind of realize that. And the legislation that are for those big, huge semis, remember when we used to have
mm-hmm.
those B-class haulers had to have a front escort and a rear
right,
escort.
Right.
Now all we have to have is a flashing light, and then they had to drive between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. or
right.
something like that. Now they drive in rush hour traffic. We need to get some of that legislated out. Then I think people will be more inclined to use smaller vehicles. But until they get a lot of these big...